Blog Talk Radio. Used to, but you know what? The funny damn thing, because you know, okay, so I always joke with y'all a lot about my kind of experience with breast cancer. And after, everything is done, your breast, sometimes the breast that, you know, you had the cancer in, it sometimes stings, you know, and starts hurting and everything like that. And so I was like, dang, my boobies stopped stinging, but my arms. So I was like, my pain transferred. I don't know what the hell's going on. But I'm glad I did the workout today. It was fun. I had a great time. Shout out to Sarah Jane Fitness, okay? All right, so I was watching tonight Sloan. I see all y'all new people. Okay, let's talk about Sloan Bella. A lot of people do not know Sloan. I have been watching Sloan Bella for years. So it kind of cracks me up when people are like, oh, my God, have you seen that psychic that predicted Diddy's downfall? I'm like, yeah, Sloan. Sloan's been out in these streets for a moment, okay? And she's a great astrologist. I don't always agree with everything Sloan says, but she's one of my favorite people to listen to. And it's so funny to see everybody, like, finally up on Sloan, okay? So if you don't know, if you haven't heard, Sloan does talks where she has, you know, she does psychic stuff, she does astrology, and she does, like, you know, seances and stuff like that. Now, I personally, myself, you know, I watch, you know, somebody talking to the stuff, but I don't be believing in contacting. It's too much stuff on the astral plane to be contacted dead and all that stuff. But Sloan does it. Contacts has lots of contact with where she claims is the dead. And one of the people she had a reading on or a seance or whatever is Kim Porter. She channeled Kim Porter. And during the channeling, oh, my God, Kim Porter, you know, allegedly during this channeling of her, has so much to say, and she gave the exact dates of Diddy's downfall, okay? I was like, oh, and I was watching that one, okay? She's got a lot of good ones, okay? You guys can go back and look in her archive, and I think she even has one with Prince, all kind of people, okay? So it's interesting to watch. I watch stuff because I'm nosy, and... My family would be like, you better quit looking at that stuff. But, yeah, but I watch it because, you know, I'm nosy. My mom actually turned me on to Sloan because my mom's been watching Sloan for years, okay? So I started watching Sloan. I really like her. She's very interesting. And y'all just now I'm discovering her. But she made this, ever since that she has made this psychic thing about, let me see if I can pull up something of Sloan for y'all to listen to, see I get her. But now I feel like Sloan is no longer a secret. Now everybody all y'all knowing about her. But she was a big celebrity psychic years ago. So she's been out there for a long time. But let me see. If I can find here. I'll be having so much going on. Okay, let's see. Let's see, get Sloan up here. Pull her up so y'all can listen to another one. Listen to, okay. So, just last week, she did a little bit one on Jay-Z, okay? So, I'll let y'all see if y'all can hear a little bit of her doing one on Jay-Z. Okay, so we're using this as fair use, so I want y'all to listen to this, a little bit of this, what Sloan says about Jay-Z and Beyonce, okay? Check this out.
With his very famous wife, and when you look at it, they're very famous children, because, of course, when the parents are celebrities, the children come into play in the public eye, but this particular person is winding down energetically, and I see a complete brick wall shut right in front of this person. So no matter how they try to get around what is coming for them, by the year 2036, we are done.
So y'all have to, if y'all were interested in hearing Jay-Z's random specific energy, Sloan reads that. And it's, when you read that, y'all like, 2036. No, if you listen to the whole thing of Sloan, she's saying that there's going to be a series of things that happen, but 2036 is the time she feels like he won't be as relevant. He won't be relevant at all. Which is interesting to me because a lot of people, and a lot of people, listen, let me just say this. I'm not a person, because I know people like to say, Scorpios, gee, are you a little angry? Are you a little jealous? Actually, no, I have a lot of Libra in my chart, and I'm a Virgo one. I don't know her. I meet Beyonce and Jay-Z to feel jealous, you know? One thing I might be jealous of is like, damn, she be looking good. Her body is tight. But I mean, I don't care, but I'm not really, no. And then, you know, I'm just not too much on that either because I'm cute. I do not, sometimes I give Beyonce love on here. It's a love hate thing, okay? But I do like that how they went forward and moved in her career and everything like that. Nothing bad. What I hate about the energy of Beyonce and Jay-Z is that it's a pushy energy, in my personal opinion. It's a pushy, it's not one that's, it's contrived. And I've said that a lot, you know, and it's just, you know, to me, she could be successful without it. But, so a lot of people think that people are just looking for Jay-Z and Beyonce to be taken down. They just want to take it down and all this stuff. Because they're jealous. No, this is not here. I really want I don't really like people's downfall, but I don't like what black celebrity, not all of black celebrity, but a lot of black celebrity has done to black America and all the lies and all the exploitation of the community that has protected you so much to the point they don't even want to let you go now, loved on you, you know, looked up to you. And to me, the kind of, over the last 30 to 40 years, the kind of sellout energy that I've seen, especially coming from my generation, Xers out there, has been terrible. And it's like, it's time, you know? It's time. Yeah, it's not that we want Xers. I'm not an ageist person. It's time. What I am is for new energy to come, no matter what the age, no matter what the, it's just enough of the gatekeeping, enough of acting like your oppressors. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible says, do not desire to be like your oppressors. And if that's the one mistake black Americans have made, is desiring to be like our oppressors, okay? That doesn't mean you can't look at groups of races groups of humanity and different cultures and stuff and admire them or admire something they do, but to desire to be like your oppressors, to desire to exploit like them, to desire to do all the crazy is ridiculous. We are supposed to be what I believe, what Dr. King said years ago, the moral conscience of America. Okay? And how can we be that if we're up here acting like the people who are not the moral conscience? I think a lot of people are not, some people may be looking for their downfall because they're going, oh, you know, yeah, I can't stand them and all that. But that's not me. What I'm saying is it's time for you to go. Your energy's been pushy. It's not been natural. It's not been, it's just been crazy. And I understand that because I can be an energy like that sometimes, and it never feels good, you know. So, and I imagine it can't feel good to them. And I imagine Jay-Z tonight looking at Diddy. I don't know if it's going to be 2036. I might disagree with Sloan a little bit. But they already out here digging up that Kathy White story. And the other day, Tasha K said something very interesting in her live, okay? They're saying Tasha K is going to be interviewing the family of some family members of Kathy White, okay? Allegedly, that could be happening. So, chow. We're going to talk about all that a little bit later on. But all I got to say is, ooh, it's going down in 2024 for a lot of celebrities, ooh, for black celebrities, which is, you know, and what usually happens with black celebrities, they be like, well, they trying to take down black billionaires. They trying to make us look bad. No, you've already made us look bad. What I believe is a lot of, they've let a lot of people in who they could rule and who they knew was a mess. And they knew when they was able to take them out what it was going to be for us. Instead of truly not people who are just interested in their talent. Listen, I'm not saying being perfect because nobody's perfect, okay? We all got our character flaws, our ish, okay? All our mess, okay? But if you in the spotlight, who knows what choices you would make and stuff. But instead that we didn't have people up there with character. I think they've been picking out people specifically who are a hot mess, and they knew they was a mess, and they giving them accolades, all kinds of things, only to destroy themselves in the end, okay? That's how the devil do you, child, okay, while you're out there throwing up y'all little signs and and all that stuff. Y'all funny. Okay, so... because these real occultists won't be playing with you little celebrities out here playing cults and stuff like that. But, so I found it very interesting what Sloan talked about. You should check that out. It is a very interesting read. I like Sloan. Sometimes Sloan is, I don't always see Sloan's, I don't always agree with Sloan's things, but I kind of could see this one, okay? And she also gave, let me see, she also did the thing about Diddy and Kim Porter. Let me see if I can find a little bit of that for y'all, too. Y'all can look at that one of hers. She's got so many people up here she's done. Let's see. Yeah, fine. Here's a little bit of her Kim Porter one.
Hi, everyone. I disclosed that her kids were left in this predicament where that is their surviving parent. There's also a tremendous amount of sadness from her about her family, in particular siblings and mother, who cannot get past what happened to her, cannot get over it. And it's not that you get over that. You don't get over the death of a child or a sibling, but they are stuck. And the reason they're stuck is because they want the truth. And she's acknowledging this, and the truth is slowly trickling out. So they are going to get the answers that they want. And I'm also being told that there is somebody looking into the physical traits of Kim, meaning whatever physicality they have. I don't know if they had a toothbrush with toothpaste. I don't know if they had hair from her hairbrush. I don't know what they have, but they have physical written documentation, okay, like as if somebody recorded her talking or she recorded it, and they have some sort of evidence with her physical body. So this is either something the coroner collected or it was collected before, but you can run tests on it. The family 100% feels that she didn't die of, quote, the natural causes that.
Okay, so y'all can check out Sloan talk about, that's her on her reading on Kim Porter and P. Diddy, and she has a ton of readings and stuff like that. If you're into that sort of thing, that you can go listen to. And but she did predict, and she predicted other stuff. This is the first time. I've been sitting in Sloan for years. I used to sit in on and listen to Sloan's lives. I mean, she always has lives. She's been doing lives for forever. But she's very interesting to listen to. She kind of has a conservative bend. I used to love to listen to her during COVID because she used to be so pissed because she lives in California. And she'd be going off about all the rules and stuff. But she's very, very interesting, okay? Okay, so that was that. Okay, so, oh, my gosh, shall we get to it? Before we even get to the news, look at the Twitter swindler of R&B. I used to call him the Dracula of R&B, but now we're going to call him the Tinder swindler. Oh, you got to love it. Oh, my God. You know what? It was so funny. Tonight, he tweeted out Maxwell. Okay, I'm talking about Maxwell. Y'all know I'm talking about my fave. I always used to talk about my fave, okay? If you listen to this show, Maxwell's a regular, okay? Okay, so Maxwell announced this morning, I get on social media, I'm like, what is this? And Maxwell's announcing the Sarah Nay tour. Great lineup, though. He has Jasmine Sullivan and October London, right? And I'm like, bitch, how are you getting my tickets to the Cincinnati Fest? But I'm going to try to catch a couple of the Saturday tour. I had to laugh about it because I was like, wow, really? Really? The fuck? I mean, where is Mike? How you just going to skip? Like, how you just going to act like you did the night tour and it was night? Was it? What is the, what, really? It was hilarious to me. And even today when I was working out, my trainer goes, oh, I know how much you love Maxwell, and I was thinking about you, and I was like, I wonder if Keisha's going to the Serenade tour. I said, girl, unfortunately, yes, I'm a sucker. I said, mainly, though, because I'm nosy. I don't know really because of here. I'm just nosy, you know. Like I told her, I should do some sort of job, like be a fan analyst, like go to every Maxwell concert for the Maxwell girls and be like, yeah, okay, tonight, let me tell y'all what happened. Get y'all some footage. I need to be that. Do something, right? But, yeah, so, yeah, she was like, she said, this tour, she says, I'm not that big of a Maxwell fan, but she said, because I really don't know a lot of his music. She's younger, okay? She said, but I really love Jasmine Sullivan, and I said, well, you know what, you should go, because Maxwell's really good live. I said, everybody I take ends up in love with Maxwell. Okay, so she's like, really? I was like, yes, go. And so she was like, she was excited she was going to go, okay? She's going to buy tickets. Look at me. Look at me. You can hire me. I'm up here selling calls, okay? Shit. I'm selling tickets for free. But anyway, it ain't even went on sale yet, okay? So we were laughing about that and everything. But I this morning, I had to laugh. The Serenade tour, okay, Maxwell? Hilarious. So, let me get this. Are we going to ever see Knight? I guess is it not coming? I mean, it's hilarious now because I now know that if there is a Knight coming, it's coming after Knight, which is just, I have to crack up. That was fun. That was a joke in of itself. But here's the funny part. He tweets a few hours ago, tickets go on sale October the 28th. I'm like, you what? What the hell? Are we confident? Wow. I started to tweet back and say, yo, you forgot the smell. I mean, the smell is what makes us be suckers. Make sure you put the smell up. What? Our tickets are going to sell October 28th. What? Maxwell, let me just say this. Let me just say this for Maxwell, okay? This is just my personal opinion. You don't have to take any shit because I know how Geminis are stubborn and shit, like they own ideas and, you know, don't like to listen to nobody. All that, okay? I get it. But let me just say this, okay? Listen, you got these fan girls out here. They for real. They for real. I'm a fan, but, you know, I'm kind of funny, too. I be a fan girl, but then I be, like, dogging you, too. But I know it's really some straight up, like, really, like they go from city to city to city to city. I know this one chick I've been following. She used to be on Maxwell. She used to follow Maxwell. But now she's on Keith Sweat. It's amazing to me. I'm like always sitting there. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, I'm like, I gotta have a conversation with this chick because I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you following Keith Webb from city to city? But it's fun. It's fun to watch. I love it. I'm sure my friends say the same thing to me. It's like, why the fuck are you following me? Why are you going up to it? Why are you following myself? But I don't go see. This chick never takes a break, okay? And I think she used to kind of go on tour with, like, Maxwell stuff, but she's so interesting. You know how you see somebody and you like her, but, like you know you like her beforehand? Oh, my God. I'm like, I like that chick. But it's so fun to watch. I love women who do stuff that's just crazy, like, unusual. And I'm like, dang, why are you doing that? This is so crazy. I love it. So I really want to know her story because I'm like, shit. What are you doing? I'm just nosy as hell. All right, so Rhoda Barrett here. But listen, okay, so yeah, so what was I saying? I told my story and lost my thing, but I just was thinking about that one. But he's got fans. You know, they're so dedicated to the cause. I already see women going, I'm going to go to 3, I catch 4. And my girlfriend who loves Maxwell, who came to Vegas to see me, who lives in San Diego, called me up and was like, okay, are you going to come here for a show? What are we going to do? What show are we going to pick? I'm like, boo, hold on. Shows cost money. Are you going to do a meet and greet? Meet and greet? She's like, girl, quit playing. You know you want to do a meet and greet. I was like, she said, you don't even remember the first meet and greet good. You know you need to do another meet and greet. I said, but I can't remember because it was bubble wrap in front of me. When it's bubble wrap, I can't hear her. So I'm like, what are you saying? Excuse me, huh? Hello? I don't remember. All I remember is, well, no, I do remember a little bit because I'm like, ooh. Because I remember the girl saying, girl, he's fine. Now I remember coming in and saying, yeah, he's real cute. But I remember also picking up aura because I'd be trying to look at people's aura and see what they are, and he'd trying to hide his aura, so he'd be trying to have on sunglasses and shit, trying to hide his shit. But I'm like, nah, you can't hide that. I see you. But it's very interesting. So I don't know if I'll do it. I don't know. I'm never going to say never again. But the meet and greets. But, yeah, who knows. But I may pick some cities. Okay, yeah, so I told my friend this. I said, yeah, I may pick a couple cities and stuff like that. She's like, oh, my God, you got to come to San Diego and see him. Or we could go to another city and all that stuff. I was like, yeah, well, I'll figure it out. We'll talk about it. Then I hang up the phone and I realize I'm getting Twinder swindled. There is no night album. There's nothing. Like, this mofo. Nah, he deserves the fool word. This motherfucker has been going around for the last 2 years touring from city to city with that cute afro, sometimes braids, smiling, waving at everybody, winking, hey, getting checks. And I'm getting your money. I'm your sugar mama. Be nobody's sugar mama. What the hell is going on around here? I'm sugar mama and up for Maxwell concerts. I'm sugar mama. I need help. Rehab. But anyway, what I was going to say is, Maxwell, because you have all these dedicated girls out here, they have pages up for you. Shit, they try to do a, what is this, walk a star on the walk of Hollywood, walk of fame or something. I don't know shit. All these great things, okay? You need to give. Listen, have some giveaway. Listen, nothing. I love when people give. Give is the shit. I love it. It's nothing like people who give. Like, I hate when I see celebrities, like, you know, like when they have hardcore fans. I'm not saying he's that way because I've seen him do some nice stuff. But I'm saying I hate when I see when they have hardcore fans. You know how to give them shit. No. Listen, I think you should get, I think every show you might give away something. You need to give these girls something. One of your girls, one of these cool girls that have been going from city to city. It's a lot of them. Give them something. Give them a free show. Give them them a free meet and greet. You should have stamps for meet and greets. When I go to the weed store. My friend said, bitch, I know you ain't about to say about the weed store. Now, when I go to the weed store, because I know she listening right now, saying, I know this bitch ain't talking about the weed store. When I go to the weed store, Maxwell's people, or somebody pass it along, Maxwell, they give me a stamp. You know, like, you buy so many wigs. One stamp for a week. Then I come back and, hey, Nikki, three stamps. Oh, you got your eighth wig, girl. You get that ninth one for free. That's what you need to have for meet and greets, okay? Because these chicks have been following you and doing meet and greets with the plastic since 2022. Are you not grateful? Give these women a stamp, Maxwell stamp, meet and greet stamp. When you have five meet and greets, your sixth one's free. When you have two meet and greets, your no, bitch, don't give no T-shirt, Ray. I didn't give. I had like three of them T-shirts. Like I had because like I had three. I was giving away to people in the bags. I had so many VIP bags and T-shirts. Listen, I know it's crazy, okay? And I probably have some more this time to give away. Now, I'm going to need you to give away. Cause these chicks even sold out that tour with Sabrina Claudio's ass on it. Shit. You got some dedicated mofos. Dedicated as shit, you need to have a giveaway. It'll make you feel good. I never seen no shit like this. Only person I've seen do this is Frankie Beverly. Okay, Frankie Beverly running around here, for he never promised the album. No, Maxwell be playing this shit. Oh, here come night, putting a moon sign. What does that mean? We've been seeing that for the last how many years? What is that? Is that what is that? What is the meaning of that? In your head, you know when it's coming out, and it probably seems like, you know, to the creator, its creation doesn't seem like it's that long, but to the mere mortals who are here looking for it to come, we're like, it's taking a long time. Really? Don't tender swindle me. Okay, just, you know, I like, if you're going to, you know, like back in the day, okay, I'm about to tell a story. I've told this story, I think, on here before. Back in the day, I used to have this dude I used to mess around with. True story, okay? I was young, I was in my 20s, I didn't want to settle down. I was having a good time. Okay, it was early 20s, right, you know? And so He was dating somebody, I was dating somebody, was, you know, we like to date each other here and there and go out and hang out and whatever like that. But what I liked about him, he was beautiful. Oh, my God, he was beautiful, like Maxwell beautiful. He was, like, beautiful and gorgeous. I mean, I'd walk in with him and be like, damn, girl, that man, where you get him from? Just gorgeous. And, you know, what I loved about his ass is that it was what it was. You know, it wasn't no lying to me. It wasn't no, you know. Well, then he got all serious and stuff like that. But he wasn't lying. You know, he just tell the truth. You know, like, this is how we doing this. And this is how I can give my truth. It felt great. Even when I was with a New York dude, and he used to always give me the truth. Oh, shit. You know, like, I was dating him for a long time. He'd be like, well, does it matter if you're the main one? I used to love that shit. I'd be like, okay, we can be honest. Let's be honest, bitch. This is what I like, Maxwell. Don't tender swindle us into thinking that you're going to bring night. Be honest like those men. Give me the real shit. Listen here, I ain't bringing out night. You help us know you're going to be showing up at this concert because all I'm going to do is flash this smile and all I'm going to do is wink an eye at y'all, flirt with y'all a little bit. Shit, y'all going to go home happy as hell, okay? Y'all still coming. Night ain't coming, okay? Calm y'all asses down. It is what it is, okay? This is how we need to be in this relationship. I like a straight up, if I'm going to be your sugar, if I'm the sugar mama, you need to tell me, sugar mama, this is what you need. You need to bring that cash and meet and greet cash or that cash for the ticket. Lay it down, okay? And I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna give you a show, girl. All right? And as far as it go, ain't gonna be no nights. I ain't got no songs and other songs to sing to you, but Pretty Wings, Always and Forever, Bad Habit, ain't gonna be no Till the Cops Come Knocking. I'm not saying that. I mean, let's have to, let's be real in this. That's all I'm asking. I'm asking for realness this time before I reach down in my pocket and use your money. Your sugar mama hand you her money. I need us to have an honest, really real thing. Ain't going to be no night, okay? You know what? What'll happen, mess up? These heifers will show up even more. Because we crazy. Just like I was a crazy little 20-year-old dating these fools, telling me straight up what was it, what was it, what it was. And I like that, but I appreciate it. Because it wasn't no, I wasn't trying, it wasn't no, like, hey, I don't want no relationship. I get down on one either. Okay, we all understand. But don't keep bullshitting us, talking about this is serenade. Oh, next one's going to be, what's the next one going to be? The next one is going to be, this is the day before night tour. I mean, shit. What is going on? I know my girlfriend's like, okay, bitch, how many shows are you going to, okay, after that little rant? I already know. I'm okay with it. I already understand I'm a sugar mama, okay, Maxwell's sugar mama. And there's a lot of others of us, okay? And we hand Maxwell, you know, our shit. Are we on the stroll for Maxwell? I might be. This ain't no pimp shit. He ain't no pimp. He's more like, we the sugar mama. That's why I said he need to get up here. This tour, Maxwell, you know what you need to sing? I keep telling you what you need to sing. I guess you heard of My Reputation. That's your song. You sing that shit, you gonna have the girls going crazy. Had them braids back there. Ooh, have a little sexy ass. Had a beard going. Ooh, you gonna set it off. I had my share of fooling around. Everybody needs stimulation. Mine just happens to be all of the time. You need to sing that. Ooh, it's the easy money. What's the occupation? You sing it to the sugar mama. We understand. Just what is it? We'll make love without taking off my clothes. We want someone to make contrary to rumors. Gigolos get lonely too. Gigolo, R&B gigolo, R&B tender swindler. Promises us night, we never see it, but yet he's on tour, smiling. I'm gonna give y'all that night. Y'all like your night's coming. It's coming. Come, wink, wink. It's coming, girl. Yeah. My crazy ass. We going on break. The Serenade tour, I think it's going to be this fall. And it's September and October. I claim I'm going to see October in London, but we all know that's not all the way true. I love Mulholland Drive, but I probably will stay for to do my sugar mama duties. Because it's clear this is what this is. Okay, I just need him to come clear with that is what this is. There is no light. Only us sugar mamas. Maybe the album should be Sugar Mamas. Thank you. All right. When we get back, we got so much to talk about in these news streets. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Mexican president says the flow of migrants will continue unless the U.S. meets its demands. Child, we got to talk about that. New York City out here giving away debit cards to immigrants, but they got a lot of homelessness and poverty in that city, but yet they giving money to non-citizens. Does that kind of shit make sense? You know, I remember my family, the old women in the family used to always say, child, don't make no sense to be taking care of all the kids in the block. Like the lady who took care of all the kids on the block and her own kids went to the penitentiary. that used to be that saying, okay? This is the United States. Okay, they take care of all the kids on the block, and their own kids is going to the penitentiary. Now, that don't make no sense, all right? So we got to talk about that and a whole lot more. Plus, we got to get to this Diddy getting raided by the feds. Ooh, I said he might as well go on over there to Bali. Go on, call Russell and ask Russell, do you got any housing in the area? Shit. Man, and you know what? It's worse for Diddy, it looks like, than Russell. It looks like they about to R. Kelly Diddy, okay? Now, R. Kelly might have a shot out here because they talking about R. Kelly. They think there was a stretch, and I do too think it was a stretch, to call what R. Kelly had was RICO charges, okay? But Diddy may not be a stretch. And listen, I am hearing all kinds of listen, let me tell y'all, if y'all been to Diddy parties and y'all was doing some strange things and all that stuff, shit. And y'all did them at Diddy's and shit. Y'all better check and see if it's some video on y'all and shit. Allegedly. It's rumors out there. Lord have mercy. Ooh, it might take a rap. They said, somebody said today, I heard on one of the talk shows that somebody said it might take down 80% of Black Hollywood. Child. Not Diddy out here being Black Jeffrey Epstein. I can believe it because y'all used to say his parties was the ish in the 90s. Everybody used to say that. Okay? So, ooh, it's going to be child. It's going to be messy if Diddy get caught, okay? Because you know Diddy is probably not going to go down. He's a Scorpio. We Scorpios, you know. Child, it ain't going to be a pretty go down, okay? All right, so when we get back, we're going to talk about all that and a whole lot more, but I got to start it off with this sexy song. I love this song. I never get old. Gotta Get You Home, Eugene Wilde. It's the CC Show. I'm Carlotta. I'll be back in a moment. About my woes with Serenade Tour, BB and the Sugar Mama, you know. It is what it is. Okay? It is what it is. It's like, if they ask me one day, who's the one person you ever been a Sugar Mama to, I'd be like, the Maxwell Tour. I mean, when I go to the Maxwell show, so I just take ones, like, you know, throw it up there, like the strip club, make it rain. Yeah, you should throw pins. Maybe you should just throw dollars. Groove. Hit nightclub. And see, he did tweet this odd thing talking about, what is that? This fall, but before that, what? Does that mean we're getting night? I don't know. I've given up. Okay. Maybe it's a sun call. I'll be talking about the full moon next full moon comes. I give up. I stop. I'm waving the surrender flag. I already know what it is. I just want him to tell me. All right, TC show, y'all. All right, so let's talk about the Mexican president saying says the flow of migrants going to continue unless the United States meets his demands. Now, what the hell is your demands that you want to meet that you can't stop people from coming over that border? Okay, this is crazy. Okay, so let's take a listen to this report from Fox News. So I can take this off here. See, I can hear it. All right, y'all. Here we go. Let's see. I don't know how I'll be doing. It'll take a minute. All right, here we are.
Everybody thinks you have the power in this moment to slow down migration. Do you plan to?
No, so I'm just saying
we do and want to continue doing it. But we do want for the root causes to be attended to, for them to be seriously looked at.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S. If they don't do the things that you said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing, what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are.
What? So wait a minute. Let me get this, okay? Okay. He want us to give $20 billion for some shit they undid in their country, some shit. You know, because it's up to you to fix your shit, okay? He want us to give $20 billion. We got poor people all over here, okay? And we got a lot of his people over here on Medicaid, Medicare, and all this stuff. He want us to give America to give $20 billion a home? See, this is why listen, let me tell y'all something. That Gemini wouldn't take this shit, okay? I'm going to just tell you that about that Gemini. Donald Trump would be like, oh, they get right with Donald on foreign policy. Yeah, I'm playing with Donald. Oh, see, they didn't get to Donald. So I'm going to be like, what? They didn't play these games with Donald. They talk a lot of talk, but they didn't play them games, okay? Listen, this is terrible. That is blackmail. Wow. What to me that means is that I would definitely build walls, put more people on the borders, officers and stuff on the borders, and I would close this shit down. And I send him back his shit, his people. Not shit, because the people ain't shit, but I send him back his people. I said, since you think we got to take care of him and you want us to give you $20 billion anyway, excuse me, I'm going to just send him on back over there to you. He having this. Who you think you're talking to? This is when America got to act like America. I'm like, who you think you're talking to? Okay? Who the hell do you think are you talking to? That's what you got to tell me, because they're doing too much. Doing too much. Okay? Now, I know y'all mad about the Alamo and what happened in Texas, all that, but it ain't happened. We won. The war is won. Okay? Quit trying to shit. Your shit's gone. What kind of craziness is this? This is ridiculous. Ugh. That pissed me off, okay? All right, on the other news. Oh, I forgot to talk to y'all. I got to see this week. It's two movies I got to see, and I forgot. I meant to talk about it in my opening. I got to see American Fiction, which, oh, my God, I loved. Oh, my goodness. The Tracy Ellis Ross character reminded me of myself. I was like, I ain't going to be no hard sex over here. Let me get my stuff together. People, shoot. No way. But that's my dynamic a little bit of my family, okay? Because, you know, it's weird because with my family, my uncle and my mother are like my siblings, right? And so it's an interesting dynamic. But I love that movie. I thought it was so well written, so well done. It was really touching to watch in certain points. I mean, it wasn't crazy dynamic, but, you know, taking care of older parents as they age and all that stuff, you know, and when the majority of stuff is on you, it's very interesting, okay? Let me tell you, because, listen, my grandparents still live in their home and saw stuff come up with their home and all kind of stuff. Listen, it'd be something, okay? So I really love seeing that, but I also love the the story, and it was very interesting how they wrote the story about, you know, that line between bourgeois Black America and, which is very little bourgeois Black America, okay, and the line between the rest of Black America, just such a, and this, what is, how, what voice do you write in, all this stuff. I just found it a very, very good movie. All the actors, everybody was great, okay, loved it, all right. Next one I got to see was, what was that? Oh, my God, I don't know what was the name of that? I got it on the, I don't know, I'm forgetting. New Killers of the Flower Moon. Oh, my God, I finally got to watch it. I only had seen little parts of the, let me say this. Man, I was messed up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, they was over here. They tried, you know, they was up there marrying, which I had heard this story, heard this before, but marrying the Native American people and stealing their land. And then when the shit was going out, they was trying to blame it on us. They're like, well, they, they feel angry about the tough life. Oh, it was terrible. I mean, what hideous psychopath. I always say them people were sociopaths and psychopaths. I mean, what a nutty. Here's what I'll say. Everybody, here's what people don't understand the dynamics in America is, you know, people love, I was listening the other day to somebody and they were having a discussion on diversity and race. And this person said, well, remember who was a Native American? Remember, my people were enslaved too. I was like, peasant slavery? But y'all all was against Black people. Black Americans had it tough in America, okay? You talking about 400 years of free labor and Jim Crow and segregation. And not to mention that everybody had slaves, including Native Americans, participated in the slave trade. Yes, they did. But they was over there marrying the white man, they had laid his enemy, and getting killed off. They had enslaved us, some of them. Yes, so it's a very interesting dynamic about how Black America got treated, and seeing that intricate thing about them marrying for property and then taking them out. Oh, it was terrible. Ooh, that was some terrible ish. Now, see, if that would have been us, we would have figured that out in 10 minutes. We would have known it because they were so harsh to Black people. We know them. We'd be like, okay. Child, did I marry him? They didn't want they didn't want to marry us. Okay? But it was terrible what they were doing to those people. It was hideous. And I really never understood, did people get their property back or did they even get and Black people in the South, they used to just take their shit and drive them off. Be like with the Klan. The Klan would just drive their asses off. Not to belittle, and I'm not talking about the Black people and saying, you know, that what they that happened to Native Americans wasn't horrible. It was. I'm just saying with Black people, they used to do, just take their shit because in the middle of the night, Klan would gather around, you better get out of here and all this stuff. You just saying horrible stuff. Whatever. But what the way they did those two, it is worth a watch. It's very great acting in it. Leonardo did really great in that movie. Even though I'm thinking different about Leonardo since I saw that Nickelodeon thing where they was like messing with the Nickelodeon kids. Did y'all see that? About Nickelodeon and they had alleged child stuff. Like indecent child things going on the steps and stuff. But this isn't just Nickelodeon. I've heard this about several children things. And Leonardo DiCaprio, he was a friend of one of these dudes. But he was young. He was a kid. So it made me wonder, if I'm like, is he okay? They got some sort of ring out there. Hopefully nothing didn't happen to him. But I'm not saying it did, but I'm just saying it was interesting because they, you know. But I've heard that it is not just that those situations like Nickelodeon. I've heard it's a whole lot of other kids' things, okay? Movies, all kinds of stuff. Remember, what's the guy who used to be around Michael Jackson all the time? He tried to tell y'all how these them directors and stuff was passing them around. Some of them directors messing up their heads, molesting them, all kind of stuff, okay? So watch your baby. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I want my kid to go into the entertainment industry. Here's what I say. Watch your children. You have to watch. If you're going to put them in the entertainment industry, you got to watch your baby. You can't let these slicksters talk you into leaving your kids and doing shit and stuff like that, because some of these people are horrific, okay? And they pedophiles and everything else. True. And there's a lot of good parents, because especially in the time of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I would say if people didn't really know this kind of horrific stuff was going on, and parents were probably so much unaware of that time because it wasn't as much education surrounding those type of things as it is now. So when you hear a story like about Usher talking about how his mom, you know, dropped him off at puppy camp and all that stuff, we're going to talk about a little bit later on. You know, and she may have thought that was at that time because, you know, she wanted her son to be, well, and she probably was not thinking about somebody molesting her child. I mean, even though molestation and stuff was going around in the 90s, it was not, I mean, it was there, but it wasn't as much, we weren't as educated about it as much as it is today. We were educated, but today it's like really, like parents are very more, even more careful than they were in that time. So very interesting thing, which we'll hit on a little bit later on, okay? Let's see where we got to go to next. What are we going to talk about? Prayers for the Francis Scott Bridge in Baltimore collapse early Tuesday morning. I happen to be up because I'm a late night person, y'all. Y'all know I've been doing these shows, taping these shows later. Like, my spirit, you know, I've always been a late. I've always been an insomnia person. My grandparents always tell the story. My mom, this is what my grandparents say. My mom used to stay up late night reading books. And she was saying, and it was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so I like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I'd be up late night listening for a reading. And I've done this since I was a child. This is so true. I've always been an owl. So I'm a little girl. And so even when I was a baby, my grandparents would say how they'd come in the room and I would be in there just in my crib just looking up, like I'm up, bitches. So, yeah. So I have always been quite the person who sleeps. You know, as I get older, yes, I'm like seeing them. I'm trying to be better at sleep. But, yeah, always been like just not a sleep person. But I was up early, and I saw that happen. They showing them news, and I was like, oh, my God. All I could just think of was the people on that bridge, the workers, everything. And it just happened in seconds. It didn't even look. It was going so slow. It didn't even look like what it was. Oh, my God, it was just so sad. But it says six workers were presumed dead Tuesday evening after a catastrophic collapse, said Jeff Prixter, executive vice president at Bronner Builders, to the Baltimore Sun. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath announced Tuesday night that the Coast Guard search and rescue efforts will be suspended. Two people have been rescued, authorities said during the mid-morning press conference. Speaking for just a few minutes this afternoon, President Biden promised federal funds to pay for the entire cost of reconstructing the bridge, and he said he would visit Baltimore as soon as he can. Okay? This was just so sad. Just thank God it did not happen in the day, because it probably would have been far worse. It says Clay Diamond, executive director and general counsel of the American Pilots Association, says the pilot of the ship that crashed into the Baltimore Bridge Tuesday morning did everything that he could have done to slow the ship and keep it from drifting towards the bridge. Diamond has been in close communication with the Association of Maryland Pilots since the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Key Bridge Tuesday morning. Just minutes before the bridge, there was a total blackout on the ship, meaning the ship lost engine power and electrical power. It was a complete blackout. So the lights came back on using an emergency generator activated after the initial blackout. The ship's engines never turned back on. According to Diamond, the pilot of the ship gave a string of appropriate orders, both calling for a hard rudder and port and for the anchor to be dropped. He was also the one to call for to shut down the traffic to the bridge when you realize the threat. Those were all the appropriate steps, but it happened so quickly in so little time. Neither one of those maneuvers were enough dangerous. Jesus. And, you know, prayers for him because, he probably feels like it's his fault, but that's something you just can't stop. That's just the engine shut down on you. Wow. Just sad. Prayers to the people who lost their loved ones. Prayer for that pilot who he did all he can, but geez, you know, just the weight of that, you know, that's tough, okay? So, yeah, prayers for everybody involved in that one, okay? Okay, let's see. What's the next thing we want to talk about? Y'all see gas is creeping up out in these streets, Joe Biden. Let's talk about it. Gas prices as spring season approaches. A finalized rule means more restrictions for non-electric and hybrid vehicles. Okay, it says spring is finally here, and that means a rise in gas prices. Gas prices rose 11 cents on average this week, according to AAA's weekly report. The average price of gas now sits at $3.52 per gallon. Gas prices are a lot like seasonal temperatures, right? AAA spokesperson Andrew Groff said, they start to rise with the arrival of spring. No, we almost had gas at $4 a gallon. You bitches, calm down. That's not a spring. That's a leap. Okay? It says, and the national gas for gas is now higher than a year ago, which we have not seen since late December. Today's national average of $3.52 is 9 cents more than a year ago. And it's been creeping up ever since. You know, remember he did that little trick for during midterm, okay, to bring it down, they say. Although prices are higher, gas demand is actually down slightly. According to data from the Energy Information Administration, demand decreased from 9.04 barrels per day to 8.81 million per day last week. That's crazy. I mean, I've been noticing it. It's crazy. And they've got here in the cities, like different cities, how much gas has went up. I think California is just like, in Nevada, it's like $4.26. California, $4.95. Hawaii, $4.69. Jeez. Terrible. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so gas, you're not crazy if you're seeing gas creeping up and you're like, ain't this gas getting hot? What's going on here? Okay, gas is going up, child. It's going up. All right. Okay, let's see. What is next we need to talk about? Let's talk about New York City. New York City has been losing it lately, okay? New York City begins handing out prepaid debit cards to migrants in controversial programs. Okay, this is according to NewYorkPost.com. It says the Adams administration launched its program to give prepaid debit cards to New York City migrants this week, 2 months after inking a controversial no-bid $53 million contract for the deal. Staffers with the New Jersey company Mobility Capital Finance handed out 8 preloaded MasterCards at the Roosevelt Hotel on Monday as part of its pilot program that will expand to 115 cards by next week, according to a City Hall spokesperson. The one-year deal came under fire after the Post revealed the contract was inked without a typical bidding process. The program could be a boon for the tech startup, giving it potential to net $1.8 million by taking a cut of funds loaded onto each MasterCard, according to the contract. The administration scaled back the original plan, which would have loaded up the cars with a month's worth of money, food, and baby supplies. Cash will now need to be replenished each week. A family with two parents and kids under five will receive about $350 a week. That ain't shit in New York, shit. That's like you living, y'all going to be living out of tents and you, they give you free housing and shit. Because in New York, you might be living out of tent. Shit, I don't know if you can even get a tent. A box. Post was unable to track down any of the migrant families who received the cards Monday, even though the staff at the Roosevelt Hotel said they weren't aware the cards had been handed out. The pilot program will cover about 460 out of 64,500 migrants in the city's area. A city hall evaluates the success. The cost-saving measures will replace the city's current system of providing non-perishable food boxes to migrant families staying in hotels, much of which is often discarded. Spokesperson Taylor Mammoth said, City Hall says the new process of getting the final seeker fed could save up to $600,000 per month. Okay. I think this is horrible because you're in a city where there's a lot of poverty, a lot of from your own American citizens. American citizens, it's like, this is how America, you know, you're American citizens, you know you're being placed by corporations for new workers and stuff like that because they want to get cheap labor. I've said that before. So they're trying to replace the American worker because the American worker has become too expensive. And they will replace you at the cost of America going to shit. Nothing in the migrants are going to bring it that way, but when you just allow a flood of people come in, when you haven't vetted them, all kinds of things, it is just going to create a mess. And they won't even give citizens that money, people who could use that money, who need that money. I'd rather American citizens be getting that than America taking care of something that ain't their own and it's not their problem. This shit pissed me off. Crazy, okay? But very interesting, okay? New York, yes, it's going down. Yes, it's shambles, okay? Diddy. This week, child, they came for Sean. Now, Sean, they said you didn't know there was going to be a raid. Now, hey, listen, let me tell you this, P. Diddy. And that's what I was saying to R. Kelly. R. Kelly should have known. Y'all should know when they start, you start having cases when Cassie, the moment Cassie's ass, you got to pay it. Did you even read Cassie's deposition? The moment Cassie's ass started accusing, putting that kind of about male prostitutes and sex trafficking shit in there, no funky ass should have knew what time it was, okay? You should have known the feds, not, and the Homeland Security was on they, but they got the Homeland Security. All that caping you did for Democrats, and they got Homeland Security on your ass, okay? Ooh. Listen, and I'm hearing that this shit could be big. I'm hearing they, because somebody said, Carlotta, I know sometimes you defend people, you know, and I'm for everybody. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty because that is our justice system, okay? You wouldn't want nobody. Let me tell you, even though it looks bad for them, but that's what I try to tell black people who are often condemned to be guilty. One of my people tell me, they say, Carlotta, you just for men. Yes, I'm for men. I have men in my life. You not? Yes, I am for. I'm for men who do right. I have a daddy. I have a grandpa. I had a great grandfather. I have an uncle. Yes, I'm for me and brothers. Shit. But you ain't for me doing being right because you don't want somebody accused of something they did not do. Okay? And y'all like, well, it's a bunch of people saying that. I've already told my difference about celebrities, okay? Because with celebrity, there is always games. So to me, it's very important that people who are accusing Puffy of things should be vetted. Cassie's funky ass, I don't pay no attention to Cassie. Cassie took her whole transaction. She was out here today. Her lawyer released something talking about, we're always ready for justice to happen. Not Cassie's ass. Cassie's ass took a check. She ain't ready for no justice. She's just looking for some damn checks. Okay? I don't trust nobody. When you take checks, and you've been with a mofo for 10 years and was probably participating in the shit, okay, your ass probably should. If he go to jail, your ass probably should have had a sale not too far away from him. Maybe you was a Ghislaine Maxwell. Shit, how, we don't know. But whatever the case, I am for people having a fair trial, including Diddy. I am not. I don't think R. Kelly got a fair trial, even though I do think R. Kelly done did some shit. But I don't think R. Kelly is a RICO trial. I think they were stretching it. They put all kind of charges so something could stick. R. Kelly is now, and we're going to talk about that a little later on, about the possibility of an overturning in that case, okay? Not that I want him to be out here messing with kids, but it's that, to me, fairness, it's up to the justice system to make sure that we have fair trials, okay? And some of these cases should not be in these major cities, okay? So to me, if Diddy has ever a thing, it should not be in, you know, L.A., New York, or Miami. He should have it on the outskirts because there's so many people familiar in those areas with him, or Georgia or whatever like that. So I believe in changing of trial venues net too, because which we don't do anymore. I don't know what's up with that, which just scares me a lot about the justice system, because we usually have a change in trial because sometimes trial venues, because sometimes maybe a certain city knows a person a lot. Now you would say, well, everybody knows Diddy. Well, sometimes not in small little rural mixed towns, they don't. Or they might know of him. Oh, yeah, that's P. Diddy. But they don't have their whole existence around him, a party with him and stuff like that. So sometimes they can see cases a little bit more clear. They don't know what happened to him. They ain't on the internet reading about his parties and things that happen to him every week, you know? So, and it's a lot of tainting of juries that happen because of all this stuff they start releasing and stuff. So let me get that out of the way, because somebody's saying, Carlotta, this is, because somebody's telling Carlotta, this is deep, though. He's just some deep shit, you know. You know about the sex trafficking shit. And I was like, oh, shit, and they explained some shit to me. Let me just say this, okay? You dumb motherfuckers out there in Hollywood. Y'all so dumb. Why y'all let, I don't know, you know, maybe anybody else would have been dumb, you know? It's so much money being thrown around. It's so many people acting like they your fucking friend, and they ain't. And so many people on power trips. You come in these houses, go in these Eyes Wide Shut parties. What was the other one of these? Freak, what did he call them? The freak-offs? That's some Scorpio shit for real. Freak-offs. You had these freak outs, and y'all just be doing. I heard a story the other night about an Atlanta, and trust me, I've heard a lot of them. I've heard about even ones in New York. These Atlanta orgies that happen, that you have to sign all these paperwork and stuff like that for to get in them. Yeah. And Lil Duval even had one up. But I've heard this one in Atlanta. I've heard several ones in Atlanta. And this person was talking about how this was high end, though. This one I heard about. High end. Okay. Lil Duval's one had celebrities in it, but I heard it was tons of celebrities in this one. Y'all, what are y'all doing? Are y'all not smart? People will record your funky ass, because this is what I'm hearing, because I knew this about some. I remember I told y'all a couple of weeks ago about a celebrity who used to tape everything in his house, and people said, oh, Carly, you was talking about P. Diddy. No, I was not. I was talking about one from the 80s. He's from the late 70s, 80s, big. I'm not going to say it because y'all know who he was. But he used to tape everything in his fucking house, and I heard he had vaults and vaults of videos. And possibly, because we used to have wild parties and shit, possibly stuff on celebrities, politicians, all kinds of stuff. Okay? So, see, listen. So some of y'all done got, some of y'all done got blackmailed by Diddy, all kind of shit, allegedly. If he has alleged takes on y'all, allegedly. Okay? But some people are saying this is the kind of shit that was going on, like trafficking, drug trafficking. Child, Diddy, if you, why would you need to do drug trafficking and shit? Well, it's all about the parties, they say, and stuff like that. People were telling me to understand it, but it was dumb as hell. When you're black in America, you just can't do dumb shit. So you're trying to be like the white people. You're trying to be like them white Washington Road boys. You can't do that. You can't do what the white rockers used to do. Wanting to be like your oppressors. You rappers try so much to be like them white rock and roll boys, you R&B stars, a lot of y'all. And this motherfucker's out here with tapes getting ready to come forward. Back in 1981, I heard somebody tell a story on Rick James. I was like, Rick James ain't even allowed to defend his ass. Shit. I mean, 1969. I was invited to the Diddy party. Diddy ain't even had no party in 1969. It was a Diddy party in 1969. Was Diddy born? He's not true. I was invited to the cradle party, not to make fun, but just because there's some women really have had really real bad shit happen to them, okay? So I'm not making fun of them, but I'm just saying there's some people be lying up in these streets. 1965, I was at the party, and they gave me some ecstasy and Molly. And the next thing, I woke up in the morning, and I was laying next to somebody. I didn't know who he was. He was a celebrity. They don't listen. If it's true what they're telling me about Diddy and this stuff, I wish y'all luck. Especially when the feds is coming. But it says, Sean Diddy Combs, lawyer on race. There was a gross overuse of military-level force. Diddy's lawyers, Aaron Dyer, was fired back after federal agents raided the music mogul's homes in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami on Monday, a month after Combs was sued for sex trafficking, okay? Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer says the music mogul cooperated with authorities after his homes were raided by federal agents, but adds that there was a gross overuse of military-level force used when the raids occurred. A month after Combs was sued for sex trafficking and other allegations, agents raided the Grammy winner's home on Monday in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami. A representative for Homeland Security Investigations New York said in a statement that the raids were executed as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI of Miami, and our local enforcement partners. On Tuesday, Combs attorney Aaron Dyer called the raids gross and said the unprecedented ambush was paired with an advanced coordinated media presence. Jeez. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse. And notice this happened. I'm just saying, I'm noticing that this happened when he starts suing. I mean, they've been kind of coming for Diddy a little bit over the years, but this shit really picked up. This is my opinion. It really picked up when he sued that alcohol company for racism and stuff. Oh, yeah, that shit start picking up, okay? I ain't saying, but you know. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees are treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way, Dyer said. Okay, because a lot of y'all are saying he left his kids and all that stuff. Listen, those were two of the grown boys at the house. I think what I've heard, because I've seen pictures where he was out in Miami, and you guys have seen the one where he was just pacing. But there's one where he's out by a plane with some of the, I think, the girls and some other people, and they were supposed to be going on a trip for spring break, allegedly. That's the story I'm hearing. And he found out about the raid because he was on his way. He didn't even know it was happening, they say. So y'all talking about he left his kids and shit. He didn't even know shit was happening. Allegedly, that's what they say. Okay, and you don't know what kind of relationship you got. You don't know what, because them was the two grown boys. Them was grown-ass men that was at the house. So you don't know what they said to their daddy and what kind of plans they made and shit. You don't know if he was going out of the country. You don't know what they said. They said, "Daddy, we got this. Go on." You don't know what they is. Okay? So don't be, I'm that quick to come at them like that. But, you know, and it's so funny because I was like, damn. Like, I had this this celebrity thing and what about astrology groups one time, and they have celebrities that you would pair you with, and every time Diddy's ass would come up for me. Which we have a lot of our astrological background is a lot. We have, which I don't see it for Diddy. Me, I wouldn't see it at all. I wouldn't be, if I knew Diddy, there was not, I could see him as a brother or something, but not a some relationship at all. Not attractive. He seemed cool, but not, you know, the type. But he always comes up. But we have a similar, our chart is very similar. Now, I don't have no sex trafficking rings and shit. But I'm not saying that's what he does, okay, either. I think that what happens is sometimes with certain Scorpios, you have the capacity to do ugly, to do darkness. You know what I'm saying? We attracted to dark and light, okay? And we are very familiar with the shadow sides of ourselves. And if we're not careful and we're not spiritually feeding ourselves and spiritually protecting our vibe and our energy, we can go very dark. That's just the type of people that God created us to be. I mean, we can explore the darkness. We're supposed to do use that for good, to explore the darkness and heal from it and teach others how to heal from it. But instead, Scorpios can fall, if we're not being spiritual, into a very deep darkness. Because we like the dark. You know, we like to explore our human nature. We like to, when I go into sometimes sadness, I be sad. You know, like, so I had to learn how important spirituality and having a relationship with God is for me, because I need to be lifting myself out of that darkness, because you can't explore that on your own. I've learned how to heal myself, but sometimes it is not easy. You know? And so I'm even for him right now, what he's going through, even I know y'all saying he a monster and all that stuff, and he probably is, I don't know, you know, it's a lot of monsters out there, but I still pray for the young man, because I know he's experienced quite the dark spot. To go from being P. Diddy, who he was just joking about in 250,000, you know, I've heard all these things. Let me just say this, okay, because I can't lie to y'all. I've heard over the years some shit about P. Diddy, okay? I ain't gonna lie. No, I have. And I say this. If there is something going on up a sex trafficking ring, he ain't the only one, okay? Let me just say that. It'd be a lot of people. It should be a lot of people that should be going down. Okay, because he's just a little mystical on the thing. But I would say this. Over the years, I've heard a lot of terrible, some things not so good. To me, when things like this happen in your life, darkness comes and overtakes us. You know, none of us are good, okay? We all got our shit. And I know sometimes, I remember one time I was going through a dark time, a dark space. And sometimes you got to walk through that storm. You got to, maybe you need to sit your ass in jail if you up here having sex trafficking rings and you weren't correcting that shit, getting your shit together, or you was doing smuggling in women and stuff like that for parties and all that stuff. None of that is good. I know y'all grown and shit, but in the end, this shit come back to haunt you. It could come back and take down your whole career because y'all couldn't control y'all monkey-ass dicks. Coochie cats, too, okay? And this is sad. His whole kingdom is falling over some bullshit. And not only that, he's made his people look like, damn. We out here buying motherfuckers to rock and shit, trying to support your monkey ass. And here you go, You up here in sex shit and all kind of stuff. Just doing dumb shit. Okay? Don't let your talent put you where your character can't keep you. Not that you're going to be perfect. Sometimes you're going to have bad things, but check your character. When you find yourself having some bad shit, and bad shit will happen. Okay, you got some. And listen, I have bad. My kids ain't always 100%. But it's when you start to feel that spiritual decline for yourself, you gotta walk your way through it. And y'all out here trying to be like them white rock and roll boys, and y'all done got y'all asses caught up. A lot of you rappers, the end. I hear Four No Fame. I listen to this guy Four No Fame all the time, and I always be laughing at him and stuff. I don't agree with everything he say, but I like him. And he said, it's the end of rap. She rap about to go away. I almost couldn't agree. This is the end of an era. And it's unfortunate that what will destroy that era is people lacking self-control. They're saying it's an unprecedented ambush paired with an advanced coordinated media presence lead to premature rush to judgment. And I agree with that because it shouldn't have been video. I mean, I don't know how it leaked, but that's tainting the jury of Mr. Combs, and it's nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritorious accusations made in civil lawsuits. I agree with that. There has been no finding of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name, okay? And he's had the Little Rod accusations. Little Rod even had pictures and shit in his deposition, whatever that is. I was like, what? Listen, I heard tonight a lawyer say Diddy needs to settle with everybody. I was watching The Lead. He's like, said settle and just. Because, and then try to live a better life, Scorpio. Try to quit out here having orgies and you fucking 55, you old ass, your ass is older. If you don't have orgies, have people, when people you know. Some old ass, still trying to hang with 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds. That's why your old ass is out here, caught up now. Childish. So sad to watch it go. Watch the king, this kingdom fall. It's very sad. But it is what it is. What's next? What do I want to talk to y'all about? Y'all know I'll be going. Okay, I heard this. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. I heard this week. Wait and see what I also talked to y'all about on here. We talk about CNA, too. We talk about Portia. We need Portia and Wayne Brady in a minute. Okay, but this is such a sad story when I heard it this week. And I was like, we'll talk about this. Let me hit this first, Jennifer Hudson story, okay? So they're saying that Jennifer Hudson has turned down Common. The rumors is that Common asked Jennifer Hudson to allegedly marry him, and she's like, hell no. I don't know. It says Jennifer, this is from Bossup.com, it says Jennifer Hudson and Common are still going strong, but she reportedly worries if he'll be around for long. Since her days of American Idol, Jay has been a fan favorite after her success in 2016 Dreamgirls. Okay, shortly after she gave birth to Otanga Jr., David Otanga, the hopes of a future marriage, according to Radio and Online, Hudson vowed she would never marry when the couple broke up in 2017. Following the lengthy breakup, Hudson remained single and focused on her son, David Jr., and her self-titled Tasha. Now, child, it's all kind of rumors behind that David Otanga breakup. Now, I wasn't here and it was David's fault. But you know, it ain't my business. But this is unsealed things between Jay Hood and Common. He's at Radar Online. Of course, the singer and rapper have known each other for a while, but grew closer with while they filmed the upcoming Breed in 2023. Although the couple is seemingly happy, sources say close to Hudson in Brazil. She is being extra cautious about protecting her peace. Common has gained a reputation as a playboy in the music industry. The rapper has publicly dated and broken the hearts of multiple women in the entertainment, including Erykah Badu. Now, she didn't break it. No, 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 no. I don't think that's what happened. I think it was the other way around, wasn't it? That's what I heard. I heard it was the other way around. Because his ass was on the thing. Jennifer, his ass was on the thing. Is your eye still green, girl? We're dealing with this water, love. That's what come close to me, baby. That's your love will do. I know this world. Okay, I'm not even for real, but crazy. That's what I see. One of my friends brought me the other week and said, because when I was playing out here and singing to say Texas, she said, bitch, you need to sing that song, like sing it, like for real. Like you need to get back singing. I was like, bitch, I was being serious about that song. I'm just kids joking. She was all hype. Hey, oh my God, I heard you singing a long time. What? I was like, that's just what? She's really happy about this, just say Texas. I said, I'm not going to, whatever I did last week, I'm not going to do it. She wanted me to do it. Like, oh, this ain't, like, go perform it somewhere. I'm like, this ain't nobody performing that crap. But it's funny. Okay. But anyway, back to the story. It's a 50-year-old rapper, long dating rap sheet, is adding fuel to the fire about her apprehension. He said, I feel like I've grown, and the work that I've done on myself has allowed me to see that I'm the Marion type. Mm-hmm. While visiting Hoda and Jenna on the Today Show. Listen, let me tell you something, Common, okay? It's hard out here for the players. It's hard out here for the players. The players want to come through. The players want to play. The players is ready to settle down. And it's just too much now. Girls got a thing moaning about, you know, heartbreak. Now we got to worry about STDs. These women out here got to worry about STDs, HPV and shit. These women, and you have a history of just, you know, allegedly just pollinating Hollywood business. People are like, I don't know. I don't know, because then you ready to settle in my coochie for life. Can I trust that? And then I'm constantly going to be having, you know, be scared and make sure I ain't got nothing. Because you've just been out here just running around. See, men think that they can just run around and stuff, but they don't understand that, you know, you carry consequences. Like, later on, people are like, you know, you die. Yeah, I had, like, I was telling you, I was dating this dude, like, the dude I was dating back in the day, he was beautiful. Oh, my God, beautiful. He was gorgeous, like, gorgeous, gorgeous. And he was a hoe. And I remember he was really wanting to get serious. I was like, are we serious? I said, you want to what? He was like, yeah, I think, you know, we should settle down, get together, have a chat. I was like, are we serious? What? Have a chat? Who? Wait a minute. How many people have you sat with? I mean, his body count was crazy for his age. Oh, my God, he was so beautiful. But his body count, I was like, ooh. You know, when you get to talking, because when you have an aunt, me and him became really good friends. We weren't just, you know, dating, but in my 20s, we were friends. And so when he told me his shit, I was like, I mean, the shit he was doing and stuff, it wasn't bad. I'm glad he was honest. But he was like, you're like, oh, shit, you done did a lot. And, like, when you go someplace out with them, bitches be like, no one, I'm going to be like, what's wrong? Let me whisper, like, girl, you know, his ass ain't like, look at her ass. Girl, she don't know. That hoe. Right? Oh, my God, it's a lot for a woman to deal with. A woman's like, shit, what? And is it easier for women to find someone who's going to be kind and loyal and don't have that reputation behind them? And you don't know what he ain't carrying. What you carrying behind you? You carrying a lot of girls. You carrying a lot of women. I see them all. I see them all. And she see them all in that entertainment business. I know they be talking about his ass in the entertainment business because it's a small world up in there in that entertainment business. And they all like to screw each other. Do y'all realize that? Like, they all like to screw each other? Like, I heard somebody say the other week, you can't expect it was some, one of the girls who's always be the celebrity baby mama, whatever. She said, you can't expect a room for beautiful people to, it was Amber Rose, I think she said. Beautiful people to all be around each other all the time in rooms and places and not be attracted to one another and screw each other. I'm like, but y'all all screw the same people. Like, y'all pass the same coochie around like 8 times. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, you can't, women got a lot to worry about out here in these streets nowadays. You don't want to carry home because you ain't been careful. You know, men always talk about women who have a high body count. Me, you know, the man on spirit love to say that. The woman in her 20s, you know, she just want to run around here and screw. And then she's in her 30s and 40s. She want to come and marry you. And that's not and that's not fair. And you can do much better. And you can do blah, 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 blah. Well, what do you men think? You think women want to run around and wait over and having to go get checked? And not only do you have to check it for your STDs and HPVs and all this stuff, but then we got to check, and hopefully you ain't out here screwing them, but you ain't fell back in your old ways and your player ways and shit. What the shit? You know, I'm with Jennifer. I'm not saying don't marry Common. I'm just saying give him a chance to see if this mofo is for real. You know what I'm saying? Is he for real? Is you for real? Because when you for real, you got to show you for real. You just can't be out here, you know, just, hey, I don't, you know, Jennifer, I'm with you for a few months, you know. So, Negro, you was with the other one for a few months. And I always say this, ladies. If anybody knows Jennifer Hudson, there's a couple of things I say. Pull a chart, Jennifer. The next thing I do, check the chemistry. Get chemistry from an astrologist, okay? I'll go get you on the side. The second thing I would do, you know, pray. You know, seek, you know, your people around you and and see what they think of them. The next thing, if you know a couple of girls who's willing to talk to you about exes, I'll go to a couple of exes because exes will give you some good ass tea. Not ones that's mad still. You will know the ones who's over it and be like, shit, you're willing to talk. You know, see, listen, exes will let you in on something like, girl, let me tell you. And they'll let you know if it's something. They'll give you, like, girl, he said that to me. What? So sometimes if you can find an ex willing to talk, a lot of them more, and there are a lot of them that rude are, that ain't sometimes bitter, but just say, girl. Like, man, let me tell you what happened with me. And so then you can take a little assessment on your own and then watch them and see what. But I don't blame Jennifer Hudson on this one. Shout out to Amanda on my, Amanda, one of my long-time social media friends and listeners. She said, what did she say on here? She said on her comment under the post, she said, let me read y'all her comment, what she said about Common. She said, he's a known hoe. I wouldn't have done it. LOL. See? Me and you don't think women don't talk about you too? Women are just a lot more forgiving, and which is not, which nowadays women are being smarter though, okay? Because, you know, it is very dangerous for women to take on partners who have been, you know, not taking care of themselves. And not only do y'all carry sometimes certain things from these old relationships that y'all be carrying spirits on y'all from them women. Shit. When women be mad, you be having the women's energy on you because you still carrying the bitches mad because you done left her about 10 years ago or 5 years ago and you was cheating on her with two suits and all that energy be all over y'all. And then you don't see it until you start dating. If you ever dated a hoe, you see it when you start talking to him. You see all the personalities of the women. You start saying, oh, like you can see that he don't understand. Like it don't come on like in personalities, but what be happening for men, for women it does that. But for men, it be more like a weakness. Men get a very weak when they're giving away a lot. And so, you know, you will find a man who will fall at anything. So, like, a lot of times, men who are hoes are not strong. They not disciplined. So, you know, you just be like, you hoe, and all that. You know. Right? So, you know, it's like, you can't. And that's the result of so many women and their energies and everything all over them. And then they come and they deliver that shit into you, making you a split personality, your spirit. You got like, bitch. You know, and deal with all that. But when a man is healed, when she's assured, common's healed, and really dealt with his demon, then I say give him a chance, okay? But I don't blame her on that. Can't blame her at all, okay? Let's see. What's the next story? Okay, before I read this story, I'm going to go to this one. I'll be taking it a minute to find my little. Okay, Wayne Brady says he has been receiving all kind of DMs. His DMs been lit because he done told people he was penisexual, okay? This is according to Complex.com. It says Wayne Brady on receiving shocking DMs since coming out as pansexual. He said, I've never gotten an eggplant in my inbox. Okay, let's listen to that. Wayne Brady talk about his new, how people are coming on to him now in his DMs. I often want to see male celebrities' DMs because, you know, I know they be having some shit. Like, you know, like, it be some women, you know, sending, like, I saw this woman one night on this man's, she wasn't even in his DM. You know, she was just under his fucking post, okay? Like, she was going, oh, kind of wild shit. And she's showing her boobs. I was like, bitch, that's what this is the DMs for. Before. Send them your boobs in the DM. I'd be scared to send somebody some shit. I don't know how you text doing it. I'd be scared to send somebody some shit. Like you know, my kids get single and stuff out here. I'd be like, I think it'd be blasted on the evening news or something. Oh, y'all bold today. Y'all bold. Okay, so let's go play back. We can just sit here with Wayne Brady, y'all, so y'all can hear what he said. Okay. Let me see if I can get this up. I had the wrong thing up. Okay. So this is Wayne Brady talking about his DM situation since he told people he was pansexual, okay? So let's see if we get this up here.
I've never gotten eggplant in my inbox. It's shocking.
Let me tell you something. The first question I had for you was, are you ready to light up the room tonight? But then I saw you on the carpet, and you shining bright like the sunshine that you are. I'm so excited to see you hit this stage. How excited were you being a phone call, email, what have you?
Okay. So, see, this is... A little bit of it, but he says in a view ahead of his hosting gig at the 2024 GLAAD Media Awards, Wayne Brady shared how his DMs changed after he came out as pansexual last year. You know what? Yes, my DMs are popping, and it's amazing. Brady told E! News ahead of his hosting gig, I've never gotten an eggplant in my inbox, which I just heard. It's shocking. Much respect to women. I'm sorry. I know how you feel when a random guy just goes, hey, I like you so much, I'm going to show you my junk. Like, no, bro, that isn't necessarily the calling card that I want, but I'm flattered. Thank you. Yeah, that's the worst. I mean, that is just, you know what? I'm a chick that, you know, listen, my friends, they like, you know, some of them I got friends that'll be like, girl, let's go to the strip, you know, the male strip club and stuff like that. I'm like, I would probably like women strippers, but not that I'm gay. No, I'm not gay. It's just that I do not find male strippers attractive. Plus, I knew male strippers in my 20s. I knew some male strippers. It's not that they don't find them attractive. They are attractive, but I knew some in my, like, 20s. I was good friends with some, and they were all gay. So, no, true story. Nah, I'm not telling, I'm not lying. Or bisexual. And we were cool, right? They was dope looking. They was handsome. But I was never, I don't find attractive men stripping in front of me. I mean, like, stripping, like the, you know, music playing in the background. I mean, that's just a private strip party. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't find that attractive. That is not seductive. I like seduction. I'm a seductive. You have to seduce. I am very, what is it? I'm very, you have to appeal to my fantasy, my head, my creativity. How you talk to me, how you move, how you handle certain things, how you say something. That's seduction. I am not into, like, people just stripping in front of me. I can't stand it. So when somebody's saying you a dick pic, it's like, what the hell? First of all, I mean, it's you. I mean, you know, I said married women dick pics. I mean, we're out here saying shit. In case they fuck up. I'm like, what? I'm like, but yeah, it is just, you know, that's not the way. I am a Scorpio, and I really believe in seduction. And I think people think when they hear Scorpio, sometimes I know when I was single, people hear Scorpio, they be like, oh. I'm like, no, that's not how that happens. I mean, like, when people say Scorpios are always looking to soul merge and all that stuff, I say, that's really true. Because, and that's, for us, seduction starts way ahead of things. I mean, you can't, it's not just you seven. It's a whole sexual energy, intensity. It's all those things. It's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it. But yeah, some dick kicks is out there. I'm like, ooh. Right? But I have girlfriends who love it. They always be laughing at me because I'm like, even at my best friend, they're like, bitches, if any stripper walk right up in here, I'm walking my ass right on out. I said, nope, you'd be better off getting cheeks up in here. I am not interested. It just is not, because you know why, like, I would say females are better, even though I'm not interested in female stripper, but I like the idea of being one. I do. I can't lie. All right, but not the idea of, like, doing it for a living, like being one, like sexy dance and stuff like that, but women are more seductive in their approach to it. I just don't like to be a stripper. None of my friends understand it. I have one friend who is a stripper. Like, she loved to be a stripper stuff. She'd go there, she'd be like, girl, bitch, I'm a mom in Atlanta. She was in Atlanta, she went to the male and the female strip club. She's like, girl, I had a great time. But she really is loving the male. I was like, no, just not interested. All right, so, but it's funny, but he says, yeah, that's not his thing, okay? But he hosted the GLAAD Awards this week, so I thought that was interesting that he said he ends up popping and he's getting eggplants or something now. That's hilarious, okay? So now he sees what women, he's like, I see what y'all be going through. But I guess men go through that when somebody just sends them a boob. You know, I remember one time I was listening to, you know, my Maxwell stories. I was listening to Breakfast Club, an interview from Maxwell, and they were talking about, I think Charlamagne or somebody asked him, he said, I know your DMs be popping. He's like, yeah, you know. He didn't deny it. It's so cute. I thought it was cute because I was like, damn, don't deny it. I thought that's right. He's like, yeah, you know, But he's such a Gemini because, I mean, I feel like Geminis are the only ones that you could probably send your tits to and they not judge you. are like, you see naked pictures, and they might really like them. Geminis and Aquarius, like, they like that shit. They be like, oh, that's great. Like, damn, you got straight to it. But men probably feel that way. No, men don't probably feel that way, because men, y'all eye gate, right? So y'all like when we're in some titties and sexy pics and shit like that. I'd be like, no, you ain't passing my shit up on turning my shit out. Well, that's funny, though. I thought that was funny that he said now he understands what women go through. Okay, so let's see. What else I want to talk to you about? What else I got up here to talk to you about? We're going to get to Portia in a minute. Okay, this is a one story before we go on break. But this was a story I thought was so sad, since we're talking about HPV and everything. This is a story I saw this week. It says beauty influencer Jessica Pettaway, 36, dies from cervical cancer after fibroid misdiagnosis. Oh, my God, that was scary, okay? But it says, because a lot of black women, we have issues with fibroids, okay? So it's very interesting. But it says, like most diseases, black women in particular are disproportionately affected by fibroids, defined as common growth of the uterus, and cervical cancer. Jessica Pettaway has died from cervical cancer after receiving multiple incorrect medical diagnoses. According to People, Pettaway's sister, Renny Brown, confirmed her death via Instagram on Friday, nearly 9 months after the beauty influencer revealed, and she has two children and married, just sad. This is after the beauty influencer revealed that the doctor misdiagnosed her with fibroids. It's my birthday today, and the only thing I could ever wish for is for God to bring you back on this earth, Brown wrote, sharing a photo of her and her siblings. I lost my beautiful big sister 2 days ago, and my heart has never felt pain like this, okay? Keith KFF Health News reported that 12 million people receive incorrect medical diagnosis annually in the United States, with certain patients being at higher risk. David Newman Tucker, MD, PhD, the director of Johns Hopkins among Armstrong Institute, Center for Diagnostic Excellence, said misdiagnosis rates are 20% to 30% higher for women in racial and ethnic minorities than for white men. Researchers describe misdiagnosis as an urgent health public health issue. Like most diseases, black women in particular are disproportionately affected by fibroids, defined as common growth of the uterus and cervical cancer. According to People, Pettaway joined YouTube in 2013. I guess she was a big-time influencer. She had 16 million followers and, I think, views or whatever, 225,000 followers. Following a period of inactivity, the content creator wrote a lengthy post on Instagram in July 2023 in hopes of at least one person being encouraged by her story. Pettaway recalled how she began experiencing intense vaginal bleeding in June 2022. She required multiple hospital stays between July and January of 2023, with doctors repeatedly misdiagnosing her. In February 2023, she visited an oncologist. On February 8, 2023, he performed an outpatient biopsy on me, Pettaway wrote. When I woke up from the anesthesia, he casually said, yep, you have a stage 3 cervical cancer. It turns out it was not a fibroid, but cancer. I was misdiagnosed all this time. While fibroids affect 80% of premenopausal women worldwide, the National Library of Medicine notes that black women are more likely than women of other races to experience them. Clinical diagnoses indicate the estimated cumulative incidence of fibroids in women younger than 50 is much greater for black women than white women. Compared to other women in the U.S., black women are also at higher risk of dying from cervical cancer. Pettaway recalled how she immediately refused to accept the oncologist's diagnosis. She has a daughter of 3 and daughter of 10, a husband of 12 years. In August, on an Instagram post, Pettaway opened up about how it felt to watch her loved ones deal with her medical journey. She said it was rough watching her husband break down, but maintained they were committed to getting through it together despite the challenges. Anytime you're dealing with illness, it not only affects you, but it also changes the lives of those closest to you. This year rocked our world, from the countless hospital stays to the financial strain. Good. Amen to that. We've been through it all. The girls are too young to understand, yet they notice the changes, okay? According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, HPV causes most cases of cervical cancer, most cases. Health specialists advise receiving the HPV vaccination if you are under 26 years old and getting checked for cervical cancer regularly between the ages of 21 and 65, okay? And it's a lot of racial bias baked into the culture. They say it is important to, you know, go get checkups or whatever, especially if you're for women who are very sexually active with HPV and stuff like that, because that people don't understand that virus that causes can be passed on to women, and it can cause a lot of issues. Okay, so prayers for her family, and hopefully her legacy is for so many women. She left she left two children, only 30-some years old, okay? And cancer is affecting a lot more younger people. I saw a young woman the other day, 27 years old. I talked about my friend I had that was 29 and died of cancer years ago. This was years ago, breast cancer. But I saw a girl 27 years old who was being treated for breast cancer, was ringing the bell, finishing treatment. It has been a lot more younger people getting cancer. Listen, and so that's why I share my story, because it is important for you guys to go get checked up, checked out, checked around, child, everything, okay? Getting a mammogram, check, and there are different things. You don't have to just get a pap smear. They can also do swabs for HPV virus. They can do a lot of things if you're not sexually active. There's a whole lot of different things that can happen, because I know some people are scared of that. There are a lot of things they can do to check you and everything. Go and talk to your gynecologist if you're having problems, you know what I'm saying, if you need to get a pap smear and stuff like that, so you can find out what is going on. Your health is everything. And black women, we go through too much in the world, okay? We go through a lot in the world that we need to keep our health up. We need to be checking on ourselves and checking and seeing how we're doing and how we're functioning and stuff like that. You know, try to keep up your health as much as you can, right? Some things you can't help, but for the most part, please try to do so, okay? Because having a first of all, God saved my life, but having a mammogram and being consistent is really, that's the next thing, that's what God used to save it, okay? And what was different about mine is mine was hidden. I'll tell y'all the story, but I don't know if I told y'all the story, but it was hidden. It was hidden under breast tissue. And it was a girl who was in the thing, and I remember she came back after me. She said, "Didn't you tell me you was bleeding?" I had only bled, that whole day. I had only bled once out of my breast, right? And I never bled again. I haven't bled since. Okay? And I told the person who was doing, you know, the pictures and stuff for a year. And so I said, yes. And she said, "I need to take more pictures." And I remember she came back to me and she said, "You would have missed it if you hadn't bled, if you hadn't told me you were bleeding." Listen, okay? I'm telling you, so sometimes, you know, it is important to check yourself, know your body, everything. Cancer is no joke. Financially, mentally, spiritually, it changes you as a person. It changes you to people around you. And not that I wasn't going through my own set of own things beforehand, you know. My own set of spiritual, you know, my spiritual, just dealing with my heart, my mind, you know, everything going on in my life that was going on, still goes on. And it's tough when you throw a diagnosis like that in, because suddenly you're like, what does this mean? You know, what does it mean for my future, where I thought I was going to go this direction? I don't know. Now I'm trying to figure out what direction, am I going right? Am I moving right? You know, so that's a very powerful thing. So just prayers for anybody who's going through that. And ladies, go get checked out and checked up with your doctor, okay? Wow. All right, so we're going to take a break, and when I get back, what else we got to talk about on the streets? We got to talk about how Gen Z is the most freakiest about sex, they say. Okay, I can believe that. I can believe that. Right? Also, something else I want to talk about. Okay, where is it at? We might talk about Savannah doing a podcast. I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to think of what these little, it was a story I want to talk. We may talk about Kate Middleton a little. I think I'll try. Portia and Simon. Okay, we'll start off with Portia and Simon when I get back to the latest in the Portia and Simon saga. Chaff. They said Portia is like, Portia showed up at the house with an alleged gunman. We going to talk about that. Oh, Lord. No, don't do it, Portia. Don't do it. All right, we going to talk about that and a whole lot more when I get back. But meanwhile, my favorite son, listen, top son of all time. I've met a few people in the world who said, oh, my God, we're very odd people who said, Don't Disturb This Groove is my favorite song. I said, you too? She said, how can you have a favorite song for a lot of, I do. It's Don't Disturb This Groove. I love that good song. Here's Don't Disturb This Groove, the sister. This is the CC show. I'll be back in a second.
For the very best in government, politics, celebrity entertainment, music news, tune into the Carlotta Chatwood Show right here on Block Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Carlotta. I am back in the streets on the Carlotta Chatwood Show. All right, okay, so we were talking about hot topics, and what was I saying? Oh, I thought, you know, so many things I want to discuss, okay. I got to talk about this because when I saw this, I couldn't believe it before I get into Portia and Simon. But, child, it says creepy. This is from the DailyMail.com. It says creepy $250 semen-stealing kits are being advertised on X's taglines, including make him a dead without his permission. Child, ooh, players. I'm just trying to give y'all a warning. Fair warning out in these streets, what's going on out here? These kids. Now, I used to hear about the turkey basters, but now they got a kid, okay? It says distributors of an at-home artificial insemination kit have adopted a scandalous sales tactic, paying to promote semen-stealing video ads on Elon Musk's X. Texas-based company Make-A-Mom has flooded the site with posts of candid first-person videos showing people fishing used condoms out of waste baskets with captions like, make him a dead without his permission. The insemination kit product, which on paper is intended to help aspiring parents struggling to conceive, has hinged its ads on shocking legal facts. Semen stealing is technically not legal in the U.S. Oh, my Lord. For prices ranging from $249 to $98. Make-A-Mom sells syringes like intra-cervical insemination devices, semen container cups, and fertility supplements, but some customers online claim they never receive what they paid for. Jesus, that's too nasty. Help trying to steal somebody's semen. Come on, we live in the Twilight Zone. I swear it's the Twilight Zone. Like, it's that's the Twilight Zone. They need to make a Twilight Zone about a girl, like a rapper or something, and a girl going to the thing and digging it out and buying a semen kit online and doing it. Oh, shit. Who does this? Like, it's crazy to me. See, I do know babies is a lot. Like, babies are a lot. No, I've taken care. I may not be a mother, but I've taken care of a lot of babies. And babies are not easy to take care of. Their asses are not easy to take care of. They poop. They burp. You got to know when to put them to sleep. All kinds. They are not easy. You motherfuckers be out here having babies, trying to get checks and stuff. Y'all, wow. Crazy as hell. I just be trying to collect baby daddies. Who does this? Simon and Portia out in these streets. Simon claims Portia Williams brought gunmen to a marital home. Police cops to the scene. This is according to Page 6. It says Simon, I always forget how to say his name, but I forget how to say it, fired back at a strange wife, Portia Williams, divorce filing, claiming in a new court document that the Real Housewives of Atlanta star brought an unarmed gunman to their marital home. In the documents obtained by Page 6 Monday, Simon alleges the reality star abandoned their house at one point only to return with a man visibly bearing a gun for reasons unknown. You know, I don't believe that. The entrepreneur claims that Williams bought the man on two occasions. Yeah, you know. I don't know, Simon. When women bring them to somebody to their house with a gun, it's to let you know don't try none, won't beat none. Okay? Simon alleges that during one incident, which took place on March 21st, he had to call the police to maintain the peace. He also claims that Williams, 42, had third parties to call and harass him and others in an effort to force them out. Gubadai alleges that on about March 24th, Williams and her mother's boyfriend made a forcible entry into the marital home. Is it forcible if it's her house? Excuse me. He also claims that Williams, 42, okay, forced a woman to see. He alleges that on March 21st, boyfriend made a forced entry into the marital home, disengaged security cameras, and tampered with items and evidence. Wow. Okay, since the filing of the instant divorce, wife's actions have been erratic, unstable, threatening, and harassing to the house staff and the minor children, the document said. William's behavior has caused safety concerns, especially since there are minor children. I guess his children living in the marital residence. Group date, Timer 59 is requesting a judge issue a restraining order against Rival Liberty. Reps and attorneys for Williams did not return page 6. Okay, listen, it sounds like to me, Simon, your ass is gaslighting, okay? I really do believe you gaslighting. You done did, I don't know what you done did up in here with that girl that she had to bring a gun into the house and shit like that, but usually when, you know, I'm just let you know, when black Americans is bringing somebody with a gun to the house, that's because they scared of shit for themselves, and they got to bring somebody and make sure you don't do no shit to this young lady or whatever. She can get her shit and leave in peace and stuff. Okay, so I don't know. It sounds strange to me. A lot of weird stuff going on with Portia and Simon, child. Portia, this is a mess. Portia, they ain't got my Portia out here messed up, okay? She ain't got her messed up in these streets. That's just that because that Portia coming with a gun into the house, allegedly. Just nuts, okay? All right, so Generation Z is the most free and freakiest about sex. Astrology reveals why. It's according to New York Post. It says Gen Z was born while Pluto, the planet of sex and death, and turning and burning and Sagittarius was turning and burning in Sagittarius. It says for better or worse and usually for bitter. And remember, that's why Scorpios, they often say Scorpios is the sign of sex because we're ruled by Mars and Pluto. Okay. It says, but for better or worse, usually for bitter, we're obsessive Gen Z. They're slaying eating habits. Are we? 3-hour showers, work ethic, care routine, limited understanding of the tax process. Disinterest in driving, and perhaps the most especially sexual proclivities. Research reveals that more than half of Gen Zers, adults born between 1995 and 2008, are seeking non-traditional romantic relationships, with 59% reporting their ideal scenario is an open or a polyamorous relationship. Now, I get why this is, okay? And I'm gonna tell you why I think some of this is. I mean, I think it's, you know, a lot of people might consider those type of untraditional relationships today. Generation Z is a very interesting one to me because it's been one where I've gone to school with them and everything and get to know them. I have friends that are. And here's the big difference, I'll say, between Generation Xers and some millennials, the older millennials, that are different than Generation Z. But millennials even slightly have this problem. If you're young, on the younger millennial side, the older millennials don't, like the 1980s, early millennials. But I would say one of the problems is that there has been such a cuddling sometimes. This is in the distance of Generation Z. I mean, you know, like Generation X was, you know, you had to work and stuff. It was a very different game. These now you can stay on your parents' insurance until 26. Now all kind of things, you know, it's like a lot of things are made much easier, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you get fucked up about what life is really about. You know what I'm saying? So you get the fuck, you're like shit. Well, you know, I don't have to get out my parents' insurance until I'm 26. Shit, my parents and gave me money for a house. I ain't gotta save up for no house and shit. So my parents got, you know, unless you're back with me. But I got parents is paying for houses and cars and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like, shit, we can fuck around. I ain't got to really take this shit serious. I ain't got to take marriage serious. I ain't got to partner with nobody and look at these finances and stuff. I'm just, you know, we just having a good time on these streets. And that, to me, is the attitude, right? And it's because a lot of the weight, to me, of the Generation Z falls back on their parents. The heavy lifting falls on their parents. Not all Generation Z, but a lot of y'all. A lot of your parents are doing the heavy lifting. So that way you don't feel the pressures of society that other groups have felt before, other generations have felt before you. So it's very interesting. I find this very interesting. I'm not surprised It says, in addition, recent survey released by the Public Religion Research Institute revealed that 28% of Gen Z identified as part of the LGBTQ community. In contrast, only about 16% of the millennials, 7% of Generation X, and 4% of baby boomers identify as LGBT kids. Okay? And it says, why is Gen Z more sexually free than generations that came before? Blaming on the placement of Death Daddy Planet Pluto and free-willing Good Time in Sagittarius. See? That's very true, because Sagittarius is all about a good time. Sagittarius can be very spiritual, but Sagittarius is always about a good time. Named for the god of the underworld, Pluto governs the primordial impulses, sex, death, reckoning. And outer planet Pluto orbit is an arduously long 248 years, and because it only changes signs once every 12 to 30 years, it rules an entire generation. Uranus and Neptune are also outer generational planets that shape the energy of the collective, but Pluto, as a planet of the sexual and the subconscious, shows us the drives and desires that define it, okay? Says the unfold of Pluto saga takes time, and only when a generation matures are we able to see how the planet plays its hand. Now that GZ is casting votes, making his voice heard, getting it on, and commanding with purchase power, we can see the way Pluto is coming through. As the final planet in our solar system, Pluto is rightly linked to the endings and downfalls. Pluto dismantles the structures of the old, which is very true, and to make a way for the new world order. We can blame the dwarf planet, that eerie, for the eerie and the eye rolls that exist on both sides of the generational divide. Now, that's very true, because remember, Pluto, that's Scorpio, always regenerating itself, the sign of death, okay, regenerating constantly, the phoenix, really, burning up just to come back, burning up to come back, you know, stuff like that. So this generation is given, it's here to break the rules, okay? This is beyond the Greco-Roman pantheon, and according to Richard Tarnas, Pluto is associated with the Hindu deity Shiva, god of destruction and creation, and Kali and Shakti, goddess of erotic power and elemental transformation. And kindling, the sign of Pluto occupies in the birth charts of a generation indicates on a grand scale how sex and power be wielded and understood in contrast to the past. Okay, Kali carries a severed head symbolizing liberation, a sword in which equates the power of knowledge to destroy ignorance. Fittingly, Pluto urges us to piss off our predecessors and push forward and onward in the name of progress. And I said this generation, in my personal opinion, will new generation that could order in. I could see something like 1984 or stuff like that, but, you know. It's a very interesting article about what you guys can read it on as a New York Post about why generation, I won't read it out to you, is the freakiest, but it's the influence of Pluto and that Saturn, free-wielding Sagittarius, and, you know, also the influence of for other generations carrying the heavier weights for them, in my personal opinion. But I also see that too. It's so funny because, you know, my one of my astrology friends always tells me, she said, you know why you like Maxwell so much? And I said, why? She said, because he sits in your eighth house. It's Mars. I said, what's his Mars? Because his Mars is in Pisces, so it sits in my eighth house. And I'm like, oh, shit. So she's like, that's what that is. So I was like, oh, okay, that's my, so they said, like, that's why I always tell people synastry, you know, knowing your synastries and stuff like that, because, yeah, so the eighth house, when you're sitting in the eighth house is the chart of Scorpio. So, like, the eighth house is the house of Scorpio, is ruled by Scorpio, right? And so the eighth house, life, death, taxes, sex, all these things, okay? And so when somebody's Mars, which is a planet of fire, attraction, all kinds of things, hit, and your eighth house, okay, that can breed a little bit of like, okay, I'm going to the concerts, I'm going to this all the time, and different things like that. So it was cool the way she explained it to me. I was like, oh, shit, so yeah, no, that's a concert thing or whatever. Because it's Pisces shit in that eighth house. So it's very interesting to hear that. All right, so astrology can tell you a lot about even generations. Okay. They say Savannah, James, and LeBron is going to start a podcast separately. LeBron his own, Savannah his own, Savannah her own. No, Savannah, you've been quiet. I don't even want to read the article. I'm not going to read it. Savannah, you've been quiet this whole time, and everybody thinks you a certain way and everything like that. When you talk, realize that you will let people in, especially being a podcaster, because one of the things that, excuse me, y'all, that I was wanting to do is when I came on here was share, when you're, to me, a talking or a talk show host, to share myself with you, share who I am. I don't share everything, but it seems like I do. And to be open and vulnerable with you as much as I could. And, you know, you get a little bit of my other personality, which is crawl out, right? So to me, when you have a certain type of look and reputation, you have a certain type of husband and all this stuff, I don't know if I would come with podcasting unless I was gifted for it and I really wanted to do it, because it could put you out there in ways like Aisha Curry is an actress. That's what a lot of people didn't know, because Aisha Curry is on stuff before she married Steph. I think a couple of shows on Nickelodeon and stuff like that. And she recently went back to acting. I saw a movie she was in or something recently, but Aisha Curry has always put herself up front. She's always talked a lot and everything, and it's made her very susceptible to public opinion and what people thought about her. Even when she shares, like, I like to be attracted to other men, people are like, what does that mean? You know, something like that. So we'll understand, Savannah, when you put yourself out here on this podcast, on these podcasts, and you talking with your friends, because I think she's going to do it with a friend and stuff like that, things you say, I mean, can reflect back on other people. I even have shows, my shows, people are like, okay, you know, what'd you say or whatever. So that, I mean, that's a part of it. So she needs to know that she gives up her hiddenness. You know what I'm saying? And it's on then, okay? Okay, it's on, system, just let you know. And you say, you hear what Savannah said on her podcast? And in the shade room, be posting something you said, all kind of stuff, something you might have said about this or sex or what. So just know, okay, this is what it is. I say don't do it, Savannah, but child, do what you gotta do. You feel like you don't do it, okay? Everybody want a podcast. Everybody want to do podcasts. That's a new thing. All right. Let's see. What is this other thing I wanted to talk to y'all about? Okay, let's talk about Jermaine Dupri, child. Okay. Jermaine Dupri this week talking about his relationship preference, and that why it's important as a woman that you go to the strip club, okay? Oh, yes. Okay, so let me, you know, it might bring a breakup, okay? If not, so I'm going to try to find what you see here so y'all can see it. Oh, and yeah, and I meant to talk a little bit about Kate Middleton did come out this week explaining that she had cancer. We don't know what kind of cancer she had or anything. A lot of people are still having a bunch of questions for the Kate Middleton missing saga and all this stuff, but she did come out and say that. Very interesting. Prayers for Kate Middleton, okay? But let me try to get this here with Jermaine Dupri so y'all can see this. Okay, I'm going to start here with Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri says, this is from jasminebrand.com, it says, Jermaine Dupri says he can't date a woman who doesn't want to go to the strip club because she'll be suspicious while he's gone. You broke our synergy. Oh, my Lord. Listen to this, okay?
If a woman couldn't understand you being in the strip club, she wasn't the woman for you. Yeah, 100%. That was a deal breaker.
100%.
Really? Yeah, because I'm saying, like, I'm going to use you just as an example. Mm-hmm. If me and Jess was talking and she came to Atlanta and I said, I'm going to Meg City tonight. And she was like, well, you know, don't really fuck with strip clubs. At that point, you have broke our synergy. You flew to Atlanta to stay at my house while I go party with my homeboys. Now, when I go to the strip club, as a woman, her mind's going to start doing this, right? I asked you so that your mind wouldn't do that. But you want to stay at home and wait till I get back.
Good point.
And then come back possibly smelling like the strip club. Then we going to have a beast. You fucked it up from the jump.
Yeah.
Or I fucked it up by allowing you to just stay at home. I should have just made you come. So I'm just saying, ultimately, if this is part of your life, this is part of my life. So if you going to fuck with me, you got to know that that's happening. That's going to happen. Right? It's interesting because when I was dating Janet, I tried to not take her. I was going to have
you. You got Janet back in the match?
I fought it for the longest. I wasn't in the space mindset that I'm in right now because I wasn't paying attention to it like the way I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was thinking like, oh, if I take her in, then one of them girls going to tap me on my shoulder that I done been with and she going to know. And I was thinking about all the bullshit.
Yeah.
If this what you do, what you did in your past is your past. I'm with you now. Let me see what's happening. Why you want to go there every Monday? That's what her question was.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, let's go.
Did she understand after she went why you wanted to be there every Monday?
Yeah, of course.
Champ.
First of all, this a freaky ass tourist, okay? I mean, you do hear the albums, okay? Janet probably like her strip club. Listen here, little leprechaun. What's the name, Jermaine Dupri? Let me just say this, okay? Now he's called Lil Bug. Jermaine, I see why you fumbled in there, okay? Because I'm with you. It's somebody for everybody. And it's somebody who's going to want to go to the strip club with you all the time. You want to go to the strip club. I mean, you know, he's just in the state. He's in arrested development. This is why I talk about a lot of celebrity men, arrested development. Because, you know, they don't have to deal with your ass because they got so many. Listen, ladies. When a celebrity man make you feel like that, like you ain't got to deal with him, shit, I ain't got to deal with your ass either, okay? Or any man make you feel like that, okay? But these celebrity men, they have so many options. Even Lil Bug, I mean, even Lil Jermaine, Lil Leprechaun, he got so many options. He with the baby doll fox and all that stuff. He got so many options in women that he can afford to fumble Janet's ass, okay? God, facts. And he can afford to act like a chat. Like, say, you know, you don't want to come to the strip club. You know, blah, 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 blah. I had this happen to me. Okay, I was with somebody. I don't want to tell y'all my story. Y'all know I love to tell y'all stories about 20 pounds laying somebody. Ooh, it turned out to a disaster. I didn't want to go to this club. I was like, no, I don't want to go. And it was so funny because my person at my church warned me because I had just gotten in back in the church and stuff. And so, but we were still dating and stuff. And this person, you know, New York motherfucker, okay? All of New York. That's a lot of New York. That's some New York. But listen, it turned me into a demon. I acted a fucking fool. So he is kind of right about that because once you go someplace and then you've gone for a long period of time, I think you're being disrespectful. But I was young. You know what I'm saying? Now I wouldn't think that way. Now, when I go to a strip club at one time with my man, yes, I don't care about it. Yeah, I would go one time. That's it. My go. I actually don't want to. But what if I want to go with a guy? Would I have fun with a guy? I don't know. I've heard a bunch of women I know go and have fun. A great time. But I, you know, yeah, I would probably go. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. But I'm a Scorpio. Is that my excuse for everything? I'm a Scorpio. No. It's always, I'm always up to exploration. But, like people said to me, I remember somebody wrote me and said, Carlotta, you said that you would go to one of them sex clubs. I said, yes. I didn't say I would participate. I said, I'm nosy. time, but this ain't that shit. All these STDs and shit out here. But I am some of the things. I am nosy. I'll be like, what? Because I can't believe those, you know, shit like that exists. I'll be like, wow, really? Like, did y'all really be popping and doing shit like this? And then I know other mofos are sitting around. Somebody might have on video or something like that and shit. You know, one thing you will know about most Scorpios, okay, most. There's some, probably something else in their chart. Okay, it's probably something else because we're not just one sign. We're made up of a number of signs. My Scorpio is my sun sign. But one thing about us, we like, if you, one of the things we find very, very sexy, and what Diddy, you know, Diddy, he can't use his ass no more, but what Diddy was saying, he likes to go off the grid. Shit, we don't know what his ass is doing off the grid, but Scorpios love off the grid shit. Like quiet, sneaky. Someplace nobody knows. We love that shit. We're like, oh, you take us on a secluded island. We like, oh, you about to get a freak mess. You done brought us on a secluded island with food and a nice view and water. Oh my God, our Scorpios are going to be like, and it's secluded and it's sexy. I mean, we want to feel safe now. We don't want to be on no shit where we might be in danger. We have some people out in guards and stuff like that. But if you want to make a Scorpio, you want to turn a Scorpio on seclusion. We like seclusion and seduction. Like, did he take me to a private island? I can see the water. Because nobody, it is so beautiful. Oh, okay. Yes, you'll get Scorpios like that. We're like, ooh, we don't like, you know, there are Scorpios who participate in shit like that, but most Scorpios don't like, not a lot. I can't say every Scorpio, but most of us, real true Scorpios, don't like shit where everybody's at. Unless we're just into practicing polyamorous shit at the time or something like that. You know, we're exploring our darker energy. But most Scorpios like some secluded shit, okay? We love it. It's sexy as hell. You're like, yes. Secretive. We are that size. That's what you get us. That's what you get the Scorpion. Well, people say the Scorpion energy, that's when you're getting. But it has to be that. We are not going to be like, bitch, all up that. We don't, I mean, people, we ain't going to be all up in different places. That's why people be saying, I'm mad at Scorpio, and, you know, they weren't that freaky out, so they didn't like you that much. Or either they, something was going on with them at the time. They may be having some asexual issues or something like that. It could be a number of things. Well, Scorpios, you know, for the most part, when it's like, you know, or you did something crazy, like you weren't paying attention to that movement of Scorpio, like, you know. So we just ain't freaks of the zodiac for everybody. That's a misconception about us. Like you're a Scorpio, you're a freak. No, not for everybody. No. Scorpios, read about Scorpios and how we move. Scorpios are big. So if you, I'm just saying this for anybody. If you have a Scorpio, a person with anybody with Scorpio in their chart, let me help you. All of us are different. Different people are different things, but I'm just telling you. Like Beyonce's a Scorpio moon. She feel me on this. Okay? So listen, yeah, Scorpio's next. Scorpios are not like, bitch, you can't take us everywhere. You can't be like, and we think we exclusive anyway. We like, bitch, we the pink. We the stingers of the zodiac. We the sexy of the zodiac. You can't just have us out with everything. And if we are out there with everything, it's because we're exploring dark energy. We're really doing some other shit. I don't know if we really soul merging if we had an orgy party. We might be soul merging with the orgy element to just say, oh, I did that before. Yeah, and that was this and that was that. But no Scorpio really likes that shit. in my personal opinion, most don't. Most like darkness, seclusion, sexy, very well thought out. It's true. Most Scorpios I know, let me tell y'all. Okay? Unless they got a Sag moon or something like that, and that's a different story, okay? You might get some freakiness going on, right? You might get something crazy, okay? But yeah. So that's Jermaine Dupri. So I can definitely see going to a strip club one time, somebody exploring and saying, okay, let me see what he's going to the strip club for. To me, that just means it may be some arrested development there and him just trying to psych you out. Because that's what you're thinking. Like, you think you just bring me to a strip club so you can just go all the time and you don't have to go with me. Yeah, girl, I don't even get to the strip club. I see what he does. He don't be doing nothing in there but sitting tired with his friends and drinking. And then the moment you ain't around, he doing some other shit. Did he get allegedly, the reason why he broke up with Janet broke up with him was because he got a stripper pregnant, allegedly? That's what I heard. The key in the street. I don't know if it's true, but shut up, Jermaine. But he's got so much access. So, yeah, Jermaine can tell you, you must have my energy, because he can go out, you know, he got all these other dummies who can go out to the strip club, okay? So it's funny, yeah, but no. Interesting, okay? I would go, because I'd be watching him. I'd be like, he thinks he's slick. I think that's Jermaine Dupri. I don't know. But Janet was probably like, this sucker. Janet would Janet was in love with Jermaine Dupri, though, okay? I don't know. I ain't never seen Janet like that, okay? Because Janet is a what? I think Janet's a Scorpio rising, and she's very private, okay? Janet's like, bitch. Okay, now she's a freak. Now, I've heard some freaky stories. I'm not going to tell about my Janet, but I've heard some freak stuff about Janet. But let me just say this, okay? She's very quiet. She's very so if you know... You will probably get a lot of freaky stuff out of a Taurus, but she's got a Scorpio rising, and she's damn sure wanting to keep her shit on the low. That's her astrology. Because remember, she was talking to her, and I remember a lot when they was dating, and she probably didn't like that shit. But she let him. That's what I knew. I said, oh, she really likes him because she let him talk about her. And, you know, she's letting people get personal. Like, she was letting him come in. Like, he had that little reality show that used to come on YouTube a little bit where he'd sell snippets every week and himself, Ocean something or whatever, and Janet being big. I said, oh, she really like his ass because she's giving up that private thing about herself. You know, she would. I'd be like, you ain't showing up. I think her moon is in Aries. Okay, Neptune and Scorpio. A lot of Neptune and Scorpios for celebrities, okay, are Neptune in Sag on an early cusp, or Neptune and Libra on a late cusp I see a lot of Neptune and Scorpio for celebrities, a lot of Neptune and Sagittarius on the cusp, closer to Scorpio. It's really interesting. And I don't think it's Libra, but yeah. I have to ask an astrologer about that. But yeah, her ascendant is in Scorpio. So that she's funky. Okay, you don't be telling her shit. Okay? Don't tell her shit. If you get the Scorpio experience, you can't tell no shit. You can't tell it. See, she let Jermaine tell it. That's how I knew she really liked him. I said, oh, she really likes his ass, okay? And she probably was hurt as fuck when he did that, if he did that to her. He treated her. And that other guy might have been a rebound. But, listen, you can't. That's why she quiet. You don't hear. I've heard stuff because, you know, I'm out in these streets. I'm Rona Berry down these streets. I'm not Rona Berry, but I got Rona Berry. I hear Rona Berry drunk. You know, stuff on the lot. But, listen, okay, I'm just telling you, she is that. She don't like all that. Don't be all up in, you know. I'll be telling you, if you don't hit it, you better not. You can't tell it. Oh, that's the worst. Scorpios hate. You go to date. and she's Scorpio rising. So she might be, sometimes she's a lot more Scorpio than the average Scorpio sometimes. Scorpio moons and Scorpio rising sometimes are a little bit more wilder. Okay, so what's next that one time you guys out? Okay, talk about Jermaine Dupri. I did want to talk about the Candace Dillard thing. Jeez, I may have to say some stuff. I may have to do another part. I mean, I got to get some time. Let's see. Let's have time to talk about Candace Dillard, about wanting light-skinned, not wanting light-skinned children. You know, she didn't want to have light-skinned children. She's married to. She's Candace Dillard from Real Housewives of Potomac. She announced that she was leaving the three. But she had a show she was on, and she was talking about, you know, having light-skinned children. I think I might save that for another time and talk about that. If we get a time, I don't know if we'll get revisited, but if I get a chance, I'll try to revisit it. Okay, so R. Kelly's legal team challenges conviction under RICO law. I wanted to touch on this today. Let's out here a little. R. Kelly's attorney is urging an appeals clerk to overturn his sexual abuse convictions under the singer's attorney, Jennifer Bonjean, is arguing that the case stretched federal racketeering laws to the point of absurdity. She's good. She got Bill Cosby, I think, overturned. The government has extended RICO statute to a set of circumstances that is so beyond what the framers intended, which is what's to get an organized crime. Now we're talking about an organization with an alleged criminal, but not an organized crime. Ooh, she's going to set precedent for this. This is a big case. Let's see. She's saying... She claims that Kelly's She claims that Kelly's organization was not a criminal organization, a criminal enterprise, but it was basically for his career, like people in his career settings and stuff like that, supporting his career. Prosecutors, however, said that Kelly's inner circle. Okay. Inner circle was, I guess, doing recruitment. That's not, I agree with her. Just because I don't see how you can add RICO charges. That may be a huge stretch. And this will be interesting because it will set precedents. Maybe this is the question that needs to happen in RICO cases, because RICO was originally made to bring down, like, the mafia, organized crime. R. Kelly, as far as we know, was not involved in an organized criminal organization. He just had some dummies working for him that might go out and get a girl every now and then, a young girl or something like that, okay? But it is not an organized, like, where he was sex trafficking. That you can't say that sex trafficking. Oh, that's going to be interesting. Oh, very interesting appeal. The law is so interesting. I hope the lead attorney looks at this one. This would be really good. R. Kelly's legal team challenging conviction under RICO law. I think I may try to send that to him. See, that's going to be good. Because, that's a very interesting one, because, they're using RICO laws against YSL, because YSL is looking like a criminal organization. But can you say that R. Kelly's organization was set up for criminality? RICO laws usually go after criminal organizations set up to do criminality, not a group of people that come together to support somebody's career and they've done criminal things within it. Oh, that's very interesting. Ooh, that's a good one. Gonna be interesting to see how that one flows. Okay, very interested with the law. That's so interesting. Just forget R. Kelly for a second. It's just interesting that, because this could even in this case with coming up with Diddy. Did Diddy have a criminal organization where he was sex trafficking, selling drugs and stuff like that under an organization? Or were these people just around him as a celebrity who were his celebrity support enabling him. That's very different. Now, if they find out he had an organization where he was trafficking and he was blackmailing people, it could get a little icky. But I don't know if you could use RICO charges if there is not a criminal organization made for the purposes of criminality. It's very interesting. Oh, I like it. I'm excited. I want to hear somebody hit that one. That is going to be very good. Okay, so hear how that they're going to argue that. What else is next? What else? We got 5 minutes on here. See what other case I should have counted on for y'all. I think I talked to y'all about Daria from Detroit. They're going to have a documentary out, too, about the Haitian president, Moïse, I don't know if I say his name right. He's in a documentary on Not Your Negro filmmaker, Royal Peck. So they're going to make it. And this is interesting about him because they had recently arrested his wife as being involved in that whole thing. So it's crazy, okay? Then this last story. Okay, they're saying the New York Post, this is the one that we got a little time to talk about this. Women with longer hair, they're saying are more attractive, have more sex, study reveals. They say college main attraction scholars in South Korea have uncovered a surprising connection between a woman's hair length and her sex life, okay? I find this to be untrue. Let me tell you something. I don't know if this is true because since I got my hair cut, I have now been growing it back out, so I've been wearing wigs and stuff a lot lately. But when I was wearing it bald and then, you know, have my face fixed up and stuff, ooh, child, I felt the sexiest I had ever felt. And me and you, listen, when you got your face fixed up and you got your hair, I mean, but I don't know. I can see how women with long hair would be the main big attraction. Because when I have long hair, I get a lot of attractiveness, you know, too. But it says such depictions of women with long, silky hair create an image of womanliness, which may be alluring to the perceiver owing the intricate sense of femininity displayed. The team led by Jong Un Chin declared, the image of an ideal woman often involves her having long, silky hair, okay? However, Durst psychological research on hair limits, the understanding of how women's hair functions in romantic relationships. To uncover whether a woman's head had any bearing on her bedroom activities, the team recruited 204 heterosexual married couples and asked them questions about hair, quality, length, attractiveness, sexual desire, and all that stuff. So you can check this article out in New York Post, very interesting about longer hair. I feel like this. There are some women who, when you wear short hair, and to me too, when you wear short hair and you got sexy, like if you decide to do a bald head or a short hair, you know you got to come with sexy, like real sexy, like you got to be different sexy, like edgy sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like edgy, you got to get edgy sexy, because I'm going to be giving them that Cincinnati fist. But you got to give edgy sexy, or you got to give, like, you know, you got Amber Rose. Amber Rose is edgy the fuck sexy. I mean, she's just sexy with short or long hair, whatever she's bringing. So that's how you, if you have short hair, so I don't know if they necessarily mean so sex, like, you know, if you don't know how to play the short hair, nah, maybe not, okay? But if you know how to play it, child, okay? I don't know, all right? You know how to play the short hair. So I've seen women who walk in with short cuts and turn the room upside down, okay? So you just got to know how to work that shit. That's what I would say, okay? If you know, if you're going to do it, that's how you well, if you're going to wear with short hair, you really know how, you have to know how to handle and wear your crop and your outfits and everything like that, all right? All right, you guys, we've come to the end of the show. Thank y'all for hanging out with me and listening. Okay, what are we going to leave out with? Okay, one of my favorites, I love this. Since I ain't got my sugar. I should have put Beyonce Sugar Mama song on for Maxwell, you know. Say I'm a sugar mama. Since I'm a sugar mama. So we're going to leave this one. We're going to leave it out for this. We're going to leave this with Divas Lead Love to Promax. I am Carlotta. I will see y'all in the next show podcast. See y'all. Bye. sound of my voice, you are listening to the Archive Show. What's up, Archive listeners? Y'all know how I feel about y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out, listening to this show in its entirety. It's just my opinion on news today. You know, it's just me kind of shit. But I appreciate y'all listening to me rant and talk my stuff and everything. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you for your support, everything. Remember, you can hit me up on the Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page. You can hit me up on Carly_Galaxy on Instagram, on those two, on Instagram and Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page. You can leave me messages. You're free to leave me messages about the show, or if you'd like to, you have some, you know, you want to be on the show, or like, you know, if you have a book or something like that, or, you know, feel free to write me, or you got some ideas about the show, okay? You can, I'm just to say hi, because a lot of y'all need just to say hi. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter at Carlotta Chat, I mean, at C Chatwood Show and Carlotta 72. Those are my two Twitter accounts, okay? What's next? Oh, and you can hit me up on Instagram. I guess you can hit Threads up that way. I don't know. Just hit the link for Threads on Instagram, okay? Hit me up there. And you can hit me up on Keisha Carlotta at TikTok, okay? I am out. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. And let's leave out. Let's leave out with Maxwell Ascension, okay? I'm out. See y'all.
Revealed.